spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you all here. Welcome. It is Friday once again, which of course means Flashback Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, actually 6 minutes past 5 p.m. Eastern here. And then we have 2300 hours, or 6 minutes past, in Central European time. Good to have you all here. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you guys. Hope you're doing well in chat. Thank you for joining us live. Otherwise, of course, VK, Library, BitChute, RedIce.tv, RedIceMembers.com are some of the places which the show goes up afterwards as well. Unless you can join us live. And, of course, we have Lana with us in the studio today.
Yes, I am here. I feel a little rusty. No, I'm teasing. Because I've done a couple Weekend Warriors. So much is going on. It's crazy. But I have to say, it was interesting. You played STP in the beginning. A little nod to, I don't know, I guess we're dating ourselves here. But my teenage years. And Scott Weiland, he died of an accidental drug overdose like most of the guys in that time did. The grunge period guys. How many of those guys are even left anymore?
George Floyd?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fentanyl wasn't all the rage, you know, and coronavirus wasn't a thing back then. It was, but we just didn't hear about it.
Right. Yep, that's right. Yeah, the streaming audience knows what you're talking about, but not the arcade version, because that doesn't go on that version. But yeah, good stuff. All right, well, we have lots to talk about today. I see some donations have come in on DLive already. I guess we could take some of those, ladies and gentlemen, before we dive in. Lots to talk about today. Actually, let me do this too. Down below, you can see we have some ways. Of course, DLive.tv/RedIceTV, great way of joining in. Super chats, diamonds, ninja guineas, ice creams, all that good stuff. Actually, they have added a feature too, where you can donate BTT, which is BitTorrent token, and slash TRX, which is Tron. So I added in an address for that. So that's cool. That's a way too. I don't know if it shows up in the activity field, so I'll keep an eye on that in case that's a way. But it's there on DLive. Otherwise, of course, donorbox.org/red-ice. That's another good way. That should be still working, I believe. Special shout out to Pam as well, by the way.
Yes.
Do you want to say a few words?
Definitely.
To Pam?
Yeah. Pamela, you're the best. You're like my fairy godmother. And thank you so much for all that you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the help, Pam.
Yes.
Yeah. We love you. Hope you're doing well. Wherever you are, and that it's calm and all that good stuff. Also, this one is up and running, entropystream.live/redicetv. That works as well. I'll keep an eye on that throughout here as well. But otherwise, actually, there are a couple of there already. Why don't we do those first then? We have so many topics as usual on. It's like, we'll do like an hour, 45 minutes, and then we'll do call-ins the rest. And then by the time
it's
we've
impossible.
Like gone through
it's
stuff,
impossible
we're just like,
for you to do
are we
going to
be able to cover this in 2 hours? we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Lycan Warrior for $10 says, thank you for not insulting actual animals. Weekend Warrior. Do you remember the reference to that? It's funny. Mm. Sometimes you do shows and you kind of leave it behind.
Oh, well, you know, calling, oh my gosh, they're acting like animals. Is that like, no, animals don't riot and loot.
I think we talked about the,
is that what you're talking about?
The way animals don't target, like in the way that we saw somebody being stomped out and murdered.
That's right.
On the street like that. That's a different thing. That's what Lycan Warrior is talking about, I believe.
Well,
thank you.
Speaking of animals, real quick, a little funny story. I almost caught the groundhog this morning that's been at our garden. Of course, Henrik was asleep and I had a baby in my arms.
I was sleeping in a little bit, an extra 30 minutes.
I run out with a baby. I'm yelling at this groundhog. Neighbors are probably laughing, you know, because we're all warring against this groundhog that loves lettuce and loves cabbage.
It's loves killing it our when lettuce.
It's just ripe and perfect, and it comes and just gnaws it all the way down. You know, they're smart. They get through all kinds of booby traps. But I was this close.
Which one is hard to get him
holding a baby? You know,
is it Summer Vacation? Where he wars with the groundhog? Is that?
Well, I'm thinking of
one of the vacation movies. Is that what it's?
No, was it the? Isn't it the golfing movie? The golfing movie with the groundhog. Is it the, right?
What is it called? Out in the Country or Wonderful? It doesn't matter.
Anyway, smart right. little guy, man. But I'm gonna catch him and drop him off somewhere far away from our lettuce.
Far away from our lettuce. Well, I was thinking about decommissioning, harvesting the animals.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do. Maybe we can catch him in a cat carrier and carry him away. We're very animal friendly here, otherwise. Double Dog, I see over on Entropy Stream as well for $15. This is the one time I actually saw a black man lost and nervous in the outskirts of Moscow in the middle of the night. So I got him fed and helped him back to the city center, but I had no idea his black life... But I had no idea his black life mattered. Now I know. Interesting. Yeah,
they're definitely not going to have those BLM riots in Russia, though. Let me tell you that.
I don't think so. No. Although I did see there was BLM protests in Poland.
all three black people? I mean, come on.
And we showed some from Sweden, of course, too. The police getting down on their knees and, you know. Show that in the last no-go zone. All right.
Sorry, Caddyshack. Caddyshack was the movie. Caddyshack, yes, of course.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Double Dog. That was an interesting story, too. All right. Let me do a couple of these real quick here before we dive into it here, guys, because a lot to talk about. Let me just see. I'm caught up here. Desi Mac, 13, a diamond. Howdy. Howdy, Desi. Good to see you. Hope you're well. Mr. Noseberg gifts a one-month sub to Unwashed. Good to see Unwashed here, too. Make sure you follow him over here on DLive. DLive.tv/Unwashed. Did a show with him, what is it, a month and a half ago? Something like that. Good guy. American Life 702, a diamond. Stand strong, folks. We will win. Salute. Salute to you as well. Thank you, American Life. Sign Wolf, a Ninja Guinea, and says, Ninja Guinea printer goes brrrr. Thank you, appreciate that. Good to see you as well. Lord Aragon 2019, a diamond. Be sure to have plenty of ammo on hand, fam. Yeah, that's true. I saw in, parts of Florida was declared a state of emergency coming up now to the weekend, which means people are not allowed to go out on with weapons in hand, and they cannot buy weapons or ammunition, by the way.
Oh, really?
This weekend. So those kinds of things.
Well,
yeah.
And as we'll show later footage, there's cities that are boarding up, preparing for riots this weekend. No, preparing for peaceful protests this weekend.
Yes, right?
By boarding up everything.
Crazy, pretty crazy stuff. Let me see. Shroom donates a diamond. It says, got my 380s concealed. Well, good. Good to see you, Shroom, as well. What do we have here? Mr. Noseberg, good mod over on DLive. He says, with a diamond, welcome back, Lana.
Thank you.
Sea Monkey, a diamond. Hi, Lana.
Hi.
White Rabbit Radio, Tim Murdoch is hosting here on DLive. Make sure you follow him as well. DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Good to see you, Tim. Hope you're doing well. JC Stalling sends a diamond. It says, hail, Henrik and Lana. Hail, Red Eyes. Thank you. Appreciate that, JC Stalling. Good to see you as well. John Saxa, 1418. So good to see you, Lana. Hail to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Spencer the First, Lana is back. Let's go. Bearden 78. Good to see you back, Lana.
I'll try and watch my diamond. Mouth.
Johnny Neurotic, a diamond. Welcome back, Lana. Not the same without you. It isn't. It's much easier also to have somebody in the studio, I got to say. But although we did have some really good guest hosts that joined us.
Yeah, I loved it. So, I think it's great. We still have them help out here and there.
It's in no way to diminish the work that they did sitting in the studio.
Having young boys is a handful, let me tell you.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Surprised. All right, where are we here? Uber Groiper donates a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. He says, cheers to Henrik and Lana. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Spencer the First again, a diamond. Hope you're both doing well. I'm behind on Weekend Warrior. Well, lots to check out there. 147 episodes. So chew in. If you have a break, you have some time over, it's a great way. Just tune into an old show. Some of it is not always like disposable news. It's some other kind of, you know, a little deeper stuff as well in there, and some something that lasts a little bit throughout.
When you're cooking,
the
when
time.
You're driving, when you're hanging out.
Yeah, a lot of good shows.
You're
on
always listening to something.
RedIceMembers.com. All right, thank you. Nordic Prince, a diamond. Hail the truth. That is you, folks. Well, thank you. Same to you, Nordic Prince. Good to see you. Uber Groiper, a Ninja Guinea. Yes, exactly. He says the groundhog movie was called Caddyshack. thank you. I appreciate that, Uber Groiper. J-A-F-S, I think it is, Jaffas, maybe. A diamond. Lana knows her skin is her uniform. Hail, hail victory. Thank you for that. Nordic Prince Jaffas got a one-month sub as well from Sunshine Sucks. Nordic Prince with a diamond. We love you. We stand with you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Alex Tremo Del Norte, I think it is. A diamond. A diamond. And I would have to, embarrassingly, I would have to translate. How do you do that with the Norse letters? Are those actually accessible in with like Unicode or something like that? That's cool. I have to look what that means, Alexa. But I appreciate that. I appreciate the effort. It was a good effort posting. I'll translate that later. Thank you. Three Norse letters. So. Mm-hmm. Nordic Prince, a diamond. I nearly coin clipped. Know that for them. Wait a minute. I nearly coin clipped. You know what that is? Know that for them. Sorry, Nordic Prince.
Doing the best you can.
I appreciate it, though. It's not even at the end of the show. Usually at the end of the show, you know, reading donations, and you're like, wait, what does that mean? You're too tired. Right out the gates. Last PaleoCon, a diamond, and says, Corona became knee on Harambe, now racist hurricane. I didn't look into the hurricane issue yet. There was supposedly was some hurricane, right?
There have been some pretty intense winds.
Didn't even have time.
Rain and stuff going on.
Somewhere down in maybe winds the of Gulf of Mexico or something. All right, thank you guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah, shout out to Angelo for this.
Angelo.
Where did that come from? Angelo. Nice. I like that. Sorry, Angelo.
We'll run with that. Well, he is an Italian.
That's right.
Italian so, Angelo.
You know, banks have been sending around these generic kind of newsletters letting you know they're supporting you guys. All know what I'm talking about. We support equality. We stand with BLM. And oops, like this one. Sorry. Yes, our banks have been looted and destroyed and graffitied, and we are worried about your safety. But Black Lives Matter. Okay, so he had mentioned this. Banks will deny white folks like Red Eye services just for speaking their opinion, but tell us to sit tight and make excuses for terrorism. Will any Antifa or BLM extremists lose their accounts? No. And I had said,
no.
They can destroy the bank's property. They can call them names. They can encourage violence, but they'll still have a bank account with that bank. In fact, they can even fundraise for bailout money to bail them out of vandalizing the place, right? We make a video against anti-white, hatred and violence and racism and get blacklisted by banks. So it is absolute bullshit. There is no institutional racism against blacks. Like literally every single mega corporation and bank and Hollywood, even politicians, even cops, everyone is bending a knee. Tell me, how is that institutional racism and a war on blacks? I mean, this is just garbage.
You know,
who
they
buys
say,
this crap?
What is it? I guess this is the thing, right? White silence is violence. That's what they equate it to. The sign that the cop in Sweden held to, the woman there. But we make mouth noises that they don't like. They ban us. While on the other hand, you have people that actually go out and now have murdered multiple peoples, including their own, too, by the way. But there's been essentially white people lynched on the streets. In Dallas, we saw that horrific example last Wednesday, and we played on Weekend Warrior 2. Another case, I forget where that was, but he was surrounded and supposedly beaten to a pulp. I don't know if he survived, right?
They make excuses for it. Oh, that was probably one of that was probably a white supremacist agitator, because now they're pushing, like we'll get into later. Liberals are pushing these false flag conspiracy theories like InfoWar style now, saying it's white supremacists who are instigating all this, and it's these white kids on skateboards who are doing all the who are really getting the blacks to do all the rioting, you know? It's amazing.
Always openly blame whites and discriminate.
Well, and my
people.
Favorite too, I actually see this a lot right now. It's not about race. It's about police brutality. Like it's been all about white people and white cops. And as I've said before we move on here, there's good cops, there's bad cops, there's honest cops, there's crooked cops. Like we know this. They're not all the same. You know, we're told to collectively we can't judge someone based on their race, right?
Right.
But white people get collectively judged and white cops get collectively judged.
Yeah. As Pam sent another message over on DonorBox here for $10. She says, hello, fellow Red Ice members. Good to see you, Pam. Always wonderful to have you with us. Thank you for tuning in live as well.
Yes.
Jacob H. 420 over on DonorBox says, I really hope Earth isn't just an ancient aliens monkey experiment. You know, we've done those shows, actually, more or less. It's like it's a DNA
slave race.
It's some kind of experiment where it's being quarantined here, or maybe it's a particular branch of the, human family. I don't know. You know what? Some days it feels like it just an insane asylum for like weirdos. Anyway, yeah, let me do that from the beginning. I really hope Earth isn't just an ancient aliens monkey experiment or some alien is getting totally fired. All this pathetic kneeling and bowing has ripped a giant douche hole in the space-time continuum. good one, Jacob.
Oh,
thank
you've
you.
Talked about that, Henrik. They want to rip everything open and shove worlds together, you know, shove those portals and dimensions together. This
every
obsession.
Movie is like that. Yeah.
It's like this cult mentality right now. Everyone must be together in the same space. We're going to force everyone together, and it is the only right way. They're, like, obsessed with this.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's breaking down barriers, opening the portal,
leave me alone.
Merging the worlds. That's all the Hollywood movies about that. Let me see.
This is classic.
Let me do these three real quick here. Black Phillips, who were caught up here, sends a diamond and says, follow Lana's advice. Keep plastics away from babies. Absolutely right.
I do for
good,
mine.
Good idea.
He's doing really well, by the way.
Very well. Nordic Prince, another diamond, says coin clipping, England, 1260. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that? Coin clipping? I have to look that up. Thank you, Nordic Prince, though, for informing us. He says, yes, the innocent ones. Interesting. Okay, I didn't know. Yeah, look into that. Joshua McCoy, a diamond. God bless you, Henrik and Lana. Thanks for your honesty. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good to see you here. Spencer the First again. Says with a diamond, please show Trudeau taking a knee with rioters. LOL. We had some stuff. Yeah, we'll definitely see if we can find that. Good one. Neo DeLorean, a diamond, and says, silence is violence, but words are violence too. Question mark. It's so bizarre,
and
right?
Violence is violence.
So as we've seen here now, the coronavirus, we've talked about it now, but essentially it's just boom. It's gone. It was never serious. It was just It was a hoax. What can you call it?
It magically disappeared when the race war began last week. Yeah, look at this. how does this make sense? Was it a scam all along? People were asking.
Zero confirmed coronavirus deaths for first day since March in New York City. Right?
How convenient, huh? How freaking convenient.
Just like that. And Norway health chief, lockdown was not needed to tame COVID-19. Okay, how good. Check this out. Even more enraging. Professor Lockdown, Neil Ferguson, the fraud, right? We've talked about him many times now. UK's COVID-19 czar, which they called him, admits crippling restrictions made no difference. Where's the outrage? Mm-hmm. All forgotten. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Right?
It's just all gone now. Now we could be out and we can protest, cops and set them on fire and do whatever we want.
Wasn't it?
No social distancing.
You know, these bozos that attacked. Like, was it worth it to like disown and attack Red Eyes?
Oh, you mean people on our side?
Right.
Yeah.
That was like just
God, vehemently
conspiracy
obsessed.
Kooks and stuff like that. We told you guys, like, you obviously are not good at these things and you haven't covered it. Like, you're great on certain issues, but like the big picture stuff of what, like, how the elite pull stuff. And mind you, we didn't like just out the gates, just like, oh, it's a hoax, it's a fraud. Like, we actually waited. We waited maybe even a little bit too long. But once, you know, over in China and stuff, we were like, what is this? What's going to happen? Let's keep an eye on this. And we continued to report on it. But then as the narrative changed in the media, once it was brought into the West and intentionally the borders kept open, it was like, I don't know about this. They're using this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then progressively we exposed it, and then these Spurgs started freaking out at Red Eye. So hope is worth it for you, because obviously all this stuff now is coming out and these people are admitting it themselves. It's total overkill. It was total for just political reasons. It has nothing to do with the disease. It was overreaction. It was overkill. But you know what? Good riddance. Like, F off.
No. Just, millions of people were going to die if they didn't do it. Just hold that line. Nope. Millions of people were going to die.
Big fraud, right? And speaking of which, that's right. This story, let me pull up in Incognito window here, because Washington Post wants
you to give him a dollar?
Buy it. No. like nothing has happened now, right? Dow soars more than, so I actually saw 1,000 points earlier in the updated version of the article, but 800 they have in the headline here. Points as Wall Street closes in on pre-pandemic levels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like nothing happened.
So it's
happened.
All good. Nothing happened.
Obviously, things have happened. Don't get me wrong. The surveillance, the tracing, the money for all these, the UN groups and the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. But check out this line here they had. The economy, so there was this, a more jobs come back that they expected to. So unemployment dropped to 13.3 million, which is like, oh, hey, that's great. That's great. They thought it would be something like 15, but it was like an extra two, blah, blah, blah. Here it is, the line. The economy added more than 2.5 million jobs in May, data shows. Much of those gains were in sectors the pandemic hurt the most, including airlines, cruise lines, retails, hotels, energy. And the rebound may be a sign that the market may have appropriately anticipated a quick revival. In part, listen to this, because of massive interventions by the federal government and the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah, our saviors, the Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve is our... It turns out, in fact, they're pretending like America is not, what, 10 trillion more in debt now because of this, essentially, right? It's amazing. And look at what the Fed have bought up during this period, too.
Not only are businesses boarded up because of riots, but there's a lot of businesses I've seen that are boarded up because they died. They went under during this period. They couldn't get enough help and they couldn't keep it going. So they're gone.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
And these are mom and pop stores. We're not talking about big mega capitalists. You know, we're talking about the small, the you know whose economy these people keep shouting about. No, these little mom and pop stores is like good white working class people.
Well, we tried to tell you guys and you didn't listen. So, you know, whatever. You're a dumbass. Breitbart reports here too. But of course, it doesn't mean that there aren't consequences of this, and there will be continued consequences of this. They're going to push a second wave. They're going to push all these kinds of things.
When it's convenient and have another lockdown.
The coronavirus followed the exact pattern of a regular flu dust, that when people get outside, they get in the sunlight and they breathe fresh air. That's why the mask is bad, by the way, because you actually recycle bad air and stuff like that. But regardless, it dwindles away and just disappears. And then all the antibody tests show that there was like, actually the death rates are way lower than they anticipated.
Where does the flu go during the flu season?
It goes away.
You know?
Yeah, right. But so, for example, here, just real quick, Amazon, though, continue, of course, to ban books that are critical of the lockdown. So despite the fact that the actual lockdown dude, Neil Ferguson, have like said, made no difference. In fact, these restrictions were bullshit. Amazon will still ban your book if you talk about it, right? It was even said, we don't have to play it now, but it's a segment, I think, on Tucker did it. Amazon shamed into publishing Alec Berenson's ebook, Unreported Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns. And mind you, this guy is a New York Times reporter. Not even those guys can get let through and have a critical voice. This one, real quick as well. So other people talked about this, but Surgisphere. This is how the bull, again, these are the warnings why we started talking about this, because we saw the signs that there's these groups behind this that are not vetted. There are non-peer-reviewed reports and papers being released that shifted the media narrative and stuff like that. This doesn't look right, right? Surgisphere, governments and World Health Organization changed their COVID-19 policy based on suspect data from a tiny U.S. company. Check this out. Surgisphere, whose employees appear to include a sci-fi writer. How about that? Like talking about the contagion narrative and all that stuff, right? It's sci-fi writer. And got to have some of these adult content models in here too. An adult content model provided database behind Lancet and New England Journal of Medicine. Specifically on the hydrochloroquine studies, but they also advised on other issues. In other words, you have a totally unvetted, nothing that has to do with like medical science or anything like that, that advises Lancet and the New England Journal for Medicine. That's how the hoax is pulled, right? It's not that, the science says it can't be. What does that matter if you've been provided the wrong science to begin with?
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm not going to go through all this, but this thing with Surgisphere is just outrageous, right? And now, of course, you know, buried in the headlines, it comes up.
It's funny that the sci-fi writer, remember that one 90s TV show we played? Was it in Weekend Warrior? It was like word for word matching up the coronavirus from the 90s. What was that TV show? There was
Dead Zone.
The Plague, it was called,
yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, what, in the 90s? And it was just the exact lingo people were using today.
Yep.
It was like it was lifted from a TV show. It was just, unbelievable. Can't even make it up.
Yeah, unbelievable. Hey, actually, I'm going to remind myself. I'm going to X-tag the DLive feed here because they might be cranky on that. So that's going to go out of circulation. If you want to help out, share the link, DLive or otherwise, to the website or whatever, because it will be buried behind the wall on DLive, which is too bad. Any political content, they're kind of like, you know, I mean, I'll respect the rules and I've forgotten a couple of times, but, you know, whatever. Okay, I wanted to play. I didn't see this yet, but someone sent it in chat. It's very short. It's a Christ, the 30-year-old boomer, had a video here. I'm done. It's over. Listen to this.
I've been talking about this for many years, and the events over the past week have been the tipping point. I can no longer, in good conscience, support gaming companies who hate my kind and want to see me dead. I will never buy another gaming console ever again. Why the fuck would I give money to anti-white pieces of shit who want me dead? It's done. I'm 37 years old. I've been gaming, supporting the gaming companies for as long as I can remember. Why the fuck would I ever give you a single cent when you are pushing false narratives and rallying in support of violent, rioting looters disguising themselves as a legitimate political movement? No. These are thugs. These are cretins. I am fucking done. And you can see I've supported this cancerous soy passive hobby my whole fucking life.
I'm angry.
Nice.
Now I don't have my little bit of fun, just a little bit of fun. You all got to be anti-white and proclaim your hatred of my people. I am fucking done. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
Good boy. There we go. Yep, that's it.
More
good
of that,
boy.
Please.
So
well,
I've never
know.
Seen the guy, but yeah, I'm done. Christ, the 30-year-old boomer. gaming dude. He does gaming reviews and stuff like that.
I mean, how can you not feel
him.
That when
go
you see
him.
All this?
Give him a thumbs up over there and go support him because there's a lot of people. But he's obviously he's right, you know?
Well,
he's
I've
right.
seen a lot of videos, so it's not like... It's not like this isn't waking white people up that there is a war against them and full-on true racism and hatred against us. Like, there's so many people making videos about this.
Look at this pinned comment here. It's from 30 minutes ago. I love how before 5 p.m. it's nothing but deranged leftist comments. Then after, it's a flood of right-wing people. It's almost as the commies don't fucking work. You got something there, bud. Yeah, got something there. All right, good job. But again, I mean, that's why
disguised
it's
as a
good.
Civil rights. Movement,
you know, it's good that the ADL is going for Steam and Valve and these gaming platforms and companies and stuff like that because it's like it helps to wipe some of these soy boomers up, right, from their gaming. That's what someone say in the chat. Let me do a couple of these real quick. Mr. Noseberg is gifting a bunch of subs over on DL. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. BG White, Beer Hall Pooch, Star Pilot, Nikki Diaz, I think it is, and Aaron Kasparov.
Hey,
all received 1 month subs over there. Good to see you as well, Aaron, and thank you, Mr. Nosberg. Appreciate that. Spencer the First donates to Diamonds. Anyhow, it's great to have our queen back. Hails, good to thank you, Spencer.
Thank you.
Black Philip, a diamond, it says U.S. unemployment shrunk 17% in 2 weeks. What the fuck?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I don't know. Is it all just bullshit? I don't know what's
everything
going on.
Just opened up and then everyone got their jobs
boom,
back. And there's a lot of people
back,
that didn't want to, by the way, because they were getting
more
an
money.
Extra six. This is a lot of money, $600 a week on top of their unemployment that they got. So some people were making more money on unemployment than actually going to work. So there's a lot of people that don't want to go back to work until that dries up, whenever that is, the summer or something.
Exactly. No. I mean, that's true. There was an incentivizing factor to.
We call that a stimulus.
To what do you call it? What do you do again? You register yourself as unemployed or for benefits or whatever. Yeah.
But of course, it doesn't help like small business owners or people with high overhead.
No,
it's too small.
Again, this doesn't mean that the damage is not done here. It's just, I mean, it's just a delay factor. When is it going to come? Right. The hit. Anyway, check this one out. 1,200 public health experts signed letter advocating mass gatherings because, well, white supremacy is a bigger threat than COVID-19, which means
classic.
What is the actual tally right now? How many deaths do we have attributable here to the coronavirus officially? The official numbers. Let me just pull this in. I haven't looked at this map ever since I started giving the finger to these, like the John Hopkins and all these bullshit con artists. Global deaths, almost 400,000 people, according to the official data.
And of course, we don't know how many of those are actually coronavirus or other things.
And I agree, but let's just take their numbers what they're taught, because you know, this is what they think now. It means that white supremacy have then supposedly murdered more people, I would assume, than almost 400,000 globally.
Don't you know,
right?
White people are enslaving people across the globe right now, exploiting and raping across the globe right now. This is what these zealots think.
Wow. So yeah, so we've talked about that, but it's essentially, it's okay to protest and it's okay to be out there, Because that's the more important issue. De Blasio, though, says that religious observance is not okay, though. You can't go to church. That's wrong. Yep. You can't go to church. We'll tell you what you can do. You can be out and protest. No social distancing, no masks, rioting and burning and looting and robbing and even murdering people out in the streets.
But
that's
fine. You can't go to church. Fine. And it's so funny because I drove by the other day. There was a cafe and it was a bunch of like white hipster people and they were sitting 6 feet apart and their masks and stuff. Still going on, like the other day. And then meanwhile, in Baltimore,
it's insanity, right? Yeah. It is insanity.
Can't get your hair cut, but you can go out and burn down Citibank and right. They'll give you money
for it. And it's a point that's lost on me here, but it's this idea that all the signaling that we saw about how dangerous these people are, they're protesting that they want to open up their business again, all that was just bullshit.
Magically
and that's also
forgotten.
What we said.
I was tweeting up a storm about this, but what about the, there was a lot of people protesting the lockdown that to them it was the police state and police brutality, right? Arresting people at the beach or a woman trying to get her hair done or a woman and a child who were protesting and the police ripped the child away from the mother. We played a lot of these videos. Yep. To me, that is police brutality. That is police state.
Yeah,
police brutality happens to white people all the time. Actually, a lot more frequently. I mean, we can get into like big cults and Waco and all those different things that have happened in the past.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All of that is now just ignored. Those people weren't defending. In that case, the police were right. But now in this case, the police are wrong. Right?
It's whatever, as long if it's anti-white, it's right. And if it's not anti-white, it's wrong. That's the denominator. That's the line. That's the line in the sand. That's drawn, right? All right, moving on here to a little bit more on George Floyd and all that stuff, too. State autopsy shows George Floyd tested positive for the coronavirus. he tested positive for the novel coronavirus in a test taken after his death, according to the Hennepin County's new autopsy report released earlier today.
And he had how many other drugs in there?
I forget. I should have linked up that tweet, I guess. But there was
fentanyl,
a number of
methamphetamines. Like the guy was like a drugstore. I mean, what he had inside, and he even had caffeine. Everyone's like, "Oh, that caffeine! You gotta look out for that caffeine." You know.
Now, again, it doesn't. There is. You can be nuanced here. Still, I still believe that we can just briefly.
We're not saying that the cop was right.
No,
in doing
the thing is that the absurd thing is that they are trained to do this. But what we learned consequently as well is that many of these police departments in America have been over to Israel and getting taught there. Right. This is actually a technique that they use on Palestinians over there.
Break their necks. Yeah.
Yeah. Just hang out on their neck until they die or pass out or something like that.
But as we'll show later, the Palestinians are now supporting the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes, yes. No, they won't. They can't see, from their perspective, let's assume that they, the people that are suppressing them, that they could see what's happening
They're
in America.
They're equating it like Israelis or something.
Yeah,
right?
The white people are the Israeli white supremacists.
Exactly. That,
instead of saying, wait a minute, America has another ruling class over itself. Maybe you could see both of those. And who are they suppressing? Are they suppressing white people maybe?
They can't see through the propaganda.
Can't get that, no. Anyway, so the methodology is absurd. Don't get me wrong.
We got first look at three officers who have been charged with aiding and abetting.
That. Damn it, CNN that autoplays. I lost my train of thought. This is what I want to say. It's not that what happened is okay or right, but it also doesn't mean that it wasn't as black as white as that. It was if these police are trained to do what he did, how can it in one way be his fault, right? Mm. And supposedly before that he had resisted arrest, right? And then he had all these blood.
That it was about race, that he intentionally wanted to do that. And again, you played footage, a lot of footage going around of this happening to white guys. Like there's been white on white incidences of this happening. All of that just goes out the window. It's all just about this one black guy and this one white cop who somehow represents all of white America. Now, all white people around the world, actually. This one cop represents all the white people in Europe, too.
But we do have a couple of questions then regarding autopsies in of themselves. What do you call it? Perspective, Washington Post here. Autopsies can uphold white supremacy. they have long provided scientific and medical excuses for white killings of non-white people. Washington Post. Then, of course, you can go to this other interesting thing that it was actually Dr. Michael Baden, a fellow white person who was actually doing the autopsy on not only George Floyd, but also Jeffrey Epstein. Did you guys see that? notable cases. Dr. Baden.
He's the go-to guy.
He's the go-to guy when you want a result that you want to be able to present to the world, right? So yeah, Jeffrey Epstein case in October 2019. Baden was hired by Jeffrey Epstein's brother. Then he goes to the... I know he's a kind of a high-profile dude or whatever, but it does kind of imply that if he is the guy who's in the pocket of whoever is running the narrative, then it will be pretty easy to whip out this guy and just say, whatever we want this to turn into, we can, you know.
That's white supremacist autopsies right there. White supremacist autopsies.
This is what I'm saying. Michael Baden was born in the Bronx, New York City, to a Jewish family.
Well, exactly. But he's white supremacy to them.
He's the autopsyist. Is that what you call it? is upholding white supremacy. This is how dumb it is. All right. So the official memorial fund so far is at 13 million, almost 200,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, they had set a goal of about, apologies, the podcast audience here. I'm talking about the official George Floyd Memorial Fund here on GoFundMe. They had they wanted to raise about 1.5 million, and they have done quite well in addition to
This is something I'm hammering. This white guilt dollar pays big, and these rioters know it. They want the bling, they want the payoff, they want money, money, money. Remember that footage? Like, that's what it's about. And here we have conservatives who were funding these black businesses that were getting torched and stuff. I guess not white businesses. Somehow they knew which ones were black and they just gave money to those. And then the liberals were all funding rioters. Like, there was a lot of these African Americans who were making a lot of money off of this whole shebang that's been going on. It's amazing. And then this $13 million. It makes me think of the whole thing that happened with Dylann Roof and how somehow Obama had millions of dollars to give to the victims' families. I mean, when do you ever hear of that happening to any other people's? Like, they give them millions and millions of dollars.
We played that clip with the guy with the katana, whatever it was. He had some sword down in Dallas. He tried to protect, presumably it was his storefront or someone he knew or something
one he
like
liked,
that, right?
I think,
yeah, something like that, right? And they killed him. They murder him right in the street in the most brutal way possible. Is he getting any money from this? Their family, the grievances of this? No.
So many instances of this, of like anti-white hatred where people have died. And sure, there might be some little fund that some white people start up or something. But it's not to this level. And not that's like publicly shown everywhere. And here, make these people multi-millionaires.
Yep. You know? Crazy. I guess we could play this one too. Strucker had a good tweet here. The Jewish mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, crying uncontrollably on his knee at the funeral of criminal George Floyd.
And as he says, and the Academy Award goes to, I mean, he has a mask, so it's really easy to fake crying. Just
is this real? Is he faking this?
Fake news.
Frey? Huh?
Yeah, look at this. I can give me a mask. I'll pretend I'm crying, and you guys will believe me. Just shake. And just...
He knows it's a camera on him here, probably.
Oh, yeah. Right? Come on. It's a whole camera op right there. It's a photo op.
All right. He goes on for a while. Ah, he's taking down the mask a little bit there.
I can't breathe a little bit. I can't breathe. Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. So, obviously, I think you guys have heard now, but now there's a move to try to, both disbanding, but also defunding.
It's going to work out
the
great.
Police force.
Please try it. Yes,
many
try
big
it
cities.
So we can see what happens. You know, and like I said when I saw this, those damn pesky Swedes of Minnesota causing all this trouble.
Minneapolis city council members consider disbanding the police. I love these new agey like proposals they have to like, we'll just have this, it will be this
like
love
utopia,
army
man.
That will go out there and just hug everybody and talk to everybody and it will be great. They're doing essentially what Sweden have been doing, right?
Cinnamon rolls and bouncy castles.
Come out for pizza. We'll have a chat.
Talk it out. Talk about our feels.
We hate you. We're taking over. We hate you, Swedes. We're gonna kill you.
The cinnamon rolls organic.
We just need to talk to them. That's what it's all about. If you've been tuned into the Minneapolis public safety scene, you know. That for years, Reclaim the Block and other grassroots community groups have been asking the city to do one thing, stop investing in policing. Budget meeting after budget meeting, they'd turn out with their petitions and signs demanding the city put less money into its police department and more money into programs to stop crimes from happening in the first place.
They would focus on housing, white supremacy, right?
it's essentially a bribe thing in a way, kind of like what you saw some of these businesses doing. But they're saying we support Black Lives Matter.
Don't touch us. We have a banner on our
store front. Like don't destroy our business. And of course that happened anyway.
So would we see an uptick, though, in vigilante activity? That would be interesting. And if there's no cops there...
The thing with this, though, is...
Or is it going to be robots?
You know, these... Yeah, actually, you're very... I think you're very right there. I think the reason... And even that clip that we're going to play from... it was Mexico, I believe it was, right? Mm-hmm. We'll have... Is that soon? Yeah, soon we'll play that.
The cops set on fire?
These are the reasons why we will be patrolled by robots in the future, essentially. Because these people can't behave themselves. But also, at the same time, you know that when these communists get their way and this Bolshevik revolution, the coup that's ongoing right now, is successful, they will one of the first things they will do is to essentially set up a kind of a Cheka or a Stasi-type group that will effectively enforce that their way of doing things will have to be mandatory applied across the board. Mm-hmm. You can't criticize it. You can't speak up against it. Essentially, they will develop their own police force. They're going to have the most brutal authoritarian enforcement thing that you've ever seen, mm-hmm. right? And which direction is it going to be levied at? What do you think? You know.
And it won't be like the Soviet Union and the fact that, whereas here you'll still be able to buy all the stuff, be able to watch porn, get your dildos, your video games, your Doritos. You know what I mean? It's going to be like
all
that,
the great stuff in life.
All that like idiocracy, degeneracy mixed in with like this authoritarian state. And so when people are like, well, they don't want the Soviet Union. And, you know, you're telling me they want like the Soviet Union again, a version of it, but it's definitely not going to be as trad as Russian communism was.
No, it's
and
not
as
your,
we
it's
know,
not your
it wasn't even that
communism.
Trad. But yeah, it's totally different flavor of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Garcetti, we've talked about him a number of times. He's the guy, the mayor, governor. Sorry, is it governor or mayor? He is. I forget. Excuse
mayor,
me.
I think
mayor. Okay, mayor of L.A. Garcetti. He's the guy who said, we're going to shut off your power and your electricity if you're a business that decides to open up and you're non-essential. He said, thank you for snitching and turning other people in. This guy. He was reportedly the most progressive mayor that LA has ever had, this guy. So he's joining in on this too. LA city leaders called for cutting police funding amid protest against police brutality. The police officers union said they learned... of motion through a Twitter post calls motion offensive, right?
This is going to work out great in LA because one thing that they're not talking about is with all this going on, like there's a huge Latino population, obviously bigger in LA, and the blacks, like the gangs, right? So a lot of blacks are being chased out. They're like, there's a war between these Latinos and these blacks, and these Latinos have been chasing them out and threatening them during this whole BLM cycle, you know? So there's like also a gang wars going on top of it. Like it's not a kumbaya fest if you just remove white cops and white people
no,
in general. Like
of course
there's
not.
Going to be a whole other slew of tribal gang warfare that will arise.
Absolutely. Mayor Cassetti announced in his briefing that he has called on top city budget advisors to find $250 million in cuts to the city budget so we can invest in jobs, health, and education. And healing, right? And invest in healing. They have this great idea, but what of course they don't understand is both human nature, but also the fact that if you give in an inch to a lot of these people that are in this sense they're criminally minded. I think even with some of the best opportunities possible, many of them would still opt to go for crime. I think actually that could be churned out, but regardless, if you give an inch. They will rip off your arm and they will eat it in front of your kids. I mean, because they think this is funny, right? A lot of this. They get a kick out of the violence and the riots and the mayhem and the chaos and the murders. And, you know,
you can't just
pour... It will be seen as a sign of weakness and they will ask for more and they will tell you what to do or how to go, how to walk, how to where to jump and all of it.
And
right?
All of this because people are talking about... I mean, it's the police brutality against blacks in particular, we'll look at a graph later, is just going down. Pretty soon it's going to be like you can't touch them at all,
right?
Last year it was for unarmed people. It's about 1,000 people a year that get shot by the cops, right? Last year it was. There was 20 white people that were unarmed that got killed by cops, and right. 10 black people.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about 10 black people here, all these riots and everything that's going on.
You had the numbers. I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, well, we could pull that up later. But 20 white people last year, unarmed, 10 black people.
Yeah.
This is what all the rioting is about. At the same time, these people, are they rioting against wars, the war machine and wars overseas and dropping bombs? And so it's like it's a bunch of BS that it's anything to do with peace and equality and all that. Yes, and this is a shakedown. It's an overthrow. It's an anti-white coup. We know this.
Yeah, and I was going to pull that in a second. It just froze up here. But let me that image of the victim thing that you forwarded. We'll pull that in here in a moment. Let me do the next story because it froze up. Let me see if it comes back. So there's others, of course, joining in on this, right? Lizzo, John Legend, Natalie Portman, and more stars sign open letter calling to defund the police. Now, of course, ironically, a lot of was it the Santa Barbara was completely like had been. Military had been coming, moved in, or National Guard to make sure that no people came into these areas and where the celebrities live and all that kind of stuff. They still were protected heavily in California by those who have a monopoly on violence.
And the White House, too, I saw today, they're just putting up like big walls basically around the White House so no one can get close. See, if they want to stop all this, they can. We drop bombs overseas and overthrow countries and install new leaders, and they could shut this down if they wanted to, but they don't want to because, as you've talked about many times, they thrive in chaos because they can restructure society however way they want to.
Order out of chaos is one of the oldest edicts of these elitists.
And now what we see is what's being implemented is a full-scale institutional racism against white people. And the whole time they're trying to gaslight you and tell you that there's a war on black people. What are you talking about?
Right. It's that sleight of hand or like you outmaneuver, you project first upon your enemy what you're intending to do to them. So by the time you come back with the accusation, they say, we've already accused you of that. That's not how this works, right? But this one, let me pull this up. I guess we could show it now. I think it was from Vincent James Telegram or something.
Oh, as far as the stats. Yeah, I was going to get into that later with Candace Owens, but we can talk about facts here for you, kid. Okay, we can get into it later.
Because
Candace Owens actually gets into this, which I think
that's fine.
Is interesting when people like Jared Taylor have been talking about it for 30 years.
Exactly. So. Yeah, we'll get into it.
Okay.
More here. Black Lives Matter co-founder calls for defunding of police departments, right? So it's this, the police bad, police have brutality, police have monopoly on violence. What's the solution? Let us have that. We need to have it. And do you think this will be fairly like if it was managed by these people or something? Do you think this would be fair or like it would be equality within the no, of course.
Think they're going to love your children?
It'll be a mechanism of revenge. That's what it will be, an engine of revenge.
For all these things they think happened that didn't happen. And most of these people didn't even have ancestors who were a part of, this slavery. And by the way, always slavery. Now reparations is coming up, and now it's just a full-on shakedown. Money, money, money. Let's remind people that in the height of slavery in America, the South, that it was elites. It was only elites that could have slaves. Not every single white person had slaves. At the height of slavery in the South, it was, 6% of the population that had slaves?
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. And even the fact that you paid a really high price for your... it wasn't free labor, folks. It was an incredible amount.
They're still paying for that.
That they paid for. The people that literally hunted down these people on the African continent and then sold it to the merchants and, the Arabs and the Jews that were overseeing the trade of this thing, essentially. That's just the fact of it.
Who never get called out for this, by the way.
Never get called out. They're the ones who made the money on it because when these settlers, these white settlers of European descent in America and South America too, the islands and Caribbeans and stuff, they had to... I broke this down and it was in the video I did for the member side on the most dumb arguments for reparations.
Yeah, there's some good ones
there. Basically, they paid... it's the same amount of money that you would if you have actually paid someone a salary, essentially for 20 to 30 years of just of labor, right? Yeah. So it's like, this was expensive. It was not, and again, it was not that it was
I'm not justifying it and saying it was a good thing.
We can't take the morality of today and apply that to 200 years ago or 100 years ago. But the fact is, at that time, you didn't have machines. You didn't. You had manpower, and so these things were. This was okay at the time.
Well, and this is one of the excuses they make
as machinery.
This is one of the excuses blacks are making. We built all this so we can destroy it. Yeah, you built Walmart. You built all those fine European cars that you're stealing, and the phones and They think they built that. I mean, how do you? You can't argue with people who think like that, you know, who don't have the capacity to understand and put things together.
It gets too complicated, and it's too nuanced and convoluted, and they just want a simple answer which they can blame the other side that they hate.
And then it's like, okay, well, after you destroy everything, then what? What's your big plan? Are you going to build your own? Are you going to go to Africa? Like, what?
Wakanda.
What's the thing? And it's like, nothing says dismantling white supremacy like breaking into stores and stealing things that white people have created and being all excited about those goods. Like, you know.
Let me take a couple of these here before we move on. Obergroiper, a ninja genie. Thank you, sir. No message. Nordic Prince, a diamond, says, some coin nipped in England. Some coin nipped in England. Go check who. Interesting. I've never heard of it. I definitely have checked that out. John Saxa, 1418. Diamond, he says, he was also stung by murder homies. Is that what he says? Hornets. Murder. Was he also stung by murder hornets? Is that true? Or so are you pulling,
this is the whole you're pulling my leg?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of it. But yeah, we heard about these new... this was a thing I remember, like back in the 90s, it was like this, the killer bees, they're going to take over America and all this kind of stuff.
There's
and
now bad TV movies about
now
it.
Now they released this new a couple of weeks ago. Murder hornets from Asia. These the Chinese/Japanese murder hornets going to kill everybody.
Got to have a lockdown. They're going to be here all of August.
Right.
So you got to hide inside.
Yep.
Bees are coming.
Sticks Rectum Jammer 666 received a 1 month sub from Bubble Guts. Cool. Thank you. Simon Coates donates a diamond and says, "Will Trump take a knee tomorrow?" I don't think he will. I don't see that he.
No, but he's not saying Black Lives Matter is wrong, and he's just blaming Antifa, communist white. Look, don't get me wrong. I can't stand those people either. But he's like, he's not saying the word minorities or Black Lives Matter or condoning that or black mob violence. Of course not, because it's an election year, and he thinks that he's going to get the black vote.
Which he's not, and it's just not going to happen. Although he did fairly well compared to like someone like Romney, and that's just the truth. But
it's just not enough,
idea that he can't even like appeal to his base and mention them by name or like address them directly. Yeah. It's like, hey, look at my African American over there. That's what you get. And I did great with their unemployment. Like, okay, that's fine. But like, can you also talk to white people? And what did you do for them? Like, that's okay. Like, you got to normalize those kinds of things. It's not wrong to do things which is positive for us as well.
No.
It's this view that you have to. And that's what we'll get into that later when we play the clip from Tim Wise. But it's not about lifting others out of a perceived position of injustice. It's about dragging down those who are, they perceive being at the top.
That's
breaking
right.
their legs and shoving their faces in the mud. That's what it's about.
That's equality,
and revenge, right? Danish Warrior, a diamond, says, good to see you, Lana. Hail our people.
Thank you.
Say hi to Danish Warrior,
Lana. Hello.
Desi Mark 13, a ninja genie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. DC Mayor kicked National Guard out of motel. Is that what it says? Motel, saying it was due to budget. I think attack on White House inbound. Oh, really? Interesting. D.C. mayor kicked National Guard out of motel, saying that it was due to the budget. So it was too expensive to house them or to have facilities for
them. Well, at this point, I'm sure that there's plenty of people that would house them for free.
That's interesting. Interesting take there, Desi. I haven't heard that. We'll have to keep an eye on that here this weekend because it's going to probably ramp up.
Yeah, it's going to heat up this weekend. And you're telling me there's no underground bases they can go hang out in Washington, D.C.? The whole underground network there, right?
You mean the pedo tunnels?
Yeah, exactly.
The Pizzagate pedo tunnels. Well, I don't know, but they could build a temporary barracks somewhere, I would assume, right? Anyway. Okay, HM1, a diamond, got a deal with the coin clippers. There's a thing going around. I got to look into this.
Coin clippers.
Thank you. And stuff like that. Donates a diamond as well. Death count revision is tyranny and stuff like that. That's right. Thank you. John Sachs again, a diamond. That's right, white man. Prostrate you bootlicker. Protest, I guess it should be. Man, protest you bootlicker. That's got to be. Thank you, John Sachs. I appreciate that. Alex Tremo Del Norte again with the diamond. Here in MX, Mexico, the communist government is going after the whites.
Yeah, we're, I just saw a footage that we'll play later. We thought it was Italy, but it was in Mexico, of a very white-looking Spaniard cop who was set on fire.
Yeah.
You've probably seen that, but we'll play that.
Yeah, we'll play it. Yeah. Let me do a couple of these real quick here. I see a couple of...
doesn't matter. If you're white, if you look white enough, and you're a cop.
Yeah, that's right. Ferocious Chichawa is hosting. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Mr. Wright, 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds in a row, and he finishes off with a Ninja Gini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Always good to see you as well, Mr. Wright. Thank you for stopping by. Nordic Prince, a diamond says, correct, 100%. We understand they do not. Thank you, Desi Mark, 13, another diamond. Only Black Lives Matter. The rest are racist. Pretty much, right? Alan Harris, a diamond. 8-5 shot and 24 killed in Chicago. Black on black crime. Yes, I highlighted that last Wednesday as well. Record numbers of blacks killed over the weekend in Chicago. That, it doesn't. It's not about that. It doesn't matter.
More just blacks die at the hands of other blacks. 90% of black homicide is at the hands of other blacks. By the way, though, this Black Lives Matter More Than Yours. I had Nancy French, right? David French's wife. Remember, she shared something that said, Black Lives Matter More Than Yours. And she tries to quote, what is it? Some Bible verse. I'm not sure what it is. In case you're not familiar with the verse, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself.
Wow.
Black All lives right. matter more than yours.
There we go. Well, at least they're honest, right, about it.
And you're quoting the Bible for this, too. I mean, like, this is, I mean, and we'll get into just Republicans and just how they're just basically just like the left now and everything.
All right, we got to move on here. Desi Mark, I see again, a diamond says, doubt Trump is at White House. Yeah, probably not, to be honest. I heard they had him under the bunker for a while in the White House. But this idea that even the Secret Service would let any of these people come close is just ludicrous, I think, to the White House. But anyway, speaking of this thing, too, that... police are standing down. Look at this video here, too. You just look at it. Look at this. So she's standing in spray painting.
It's like Purge, you know. Just let the kids get it out. Just let them get it out. And then everyone will say, see, it's really a white woman doing it, trying to frame black people. That's what you see all the time now, too.
Is this fake? Is this set up? I don't get it, right? We've seen stuff like that, which is like, okay, they've obviously been given orders just to stand down, let everybody do what they want. But yeah, as you said,
I love too how they think they're anarchists when all of capitalist America is like, go anarchy, go black bloc.
I know.
Black block Antifa. Team Vogue freaking supports Antifa, right, okay? You're not edgy underground counterculture fighting the man.
National File, Democratic Socialists of America train protests to loot and to riot. Not a big surprise. How long is this? Let me see. Okay, it's 2 minutes. Let's listen to this here.
So there's multiple protest strategies. So ours were, rallies and marches. Those are the ones that we do the most. But we're also, we have a visual that's coming up this Saturday. So I do want to talk about that. I would be remiss if I didn't bring it up. So it's called Collective Aftercare, Community Aftercare. So we're going to be healing and we're going to have different therapists, healers, and people talking about the grief and the mourning that, you know, this police violence caused and this collective trauma, and how do we practice holistic ways to heal.
As you can see, they do advocate looting.
It's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Fort Lauderdale. It's a black only space. We're going to have a white affinity space that's going to be led by one of our white allies for folks who want to show up for black life.
By the way, there's a lot of attacks on these white allies happening too. I've been keeping an eye on black Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, there's white people out there fighting, and then they're getting accused of, no, you unconsciously harbor these thoughts. It's subliminal. You don't even know it yet. You have to twist yourself inside out and backwards and do somersaults to prove that you're not racist.
Right. Yeah, and the most important thing is that you rewire your own instincts. You can't, you know, that's the most important thing. So you give up and basically being convinced into giving up your country and your territory and yourself, even your people, your ethnicity, and, you know, blend yourself out and then you're gone.
Look at these terms. Looting. Oh, it's just a media term. And by the way, media is really like easy on them. Very easy. Yeah. Redistributing wealth, uprising, media term, rioting.
Right.
Okay, Black Lives Matter, the real term is black supremacy, black power movement. That's what it is.
Play the clip Wednesday. Go back and check it out, the No-Go Zone. I did play Mark Lamont Hill, this kind of intellectual. He's invited to the top media companies and channels and stuff like that. He said that all of this we're seeing is a highly coordinated political project to injure the what was the wording he used, to injure the public public tissue, to damage it, and to so that you would listen. That's what they find ways of justifying this kind of stuff.
Do you think that the white community is going to be more sympathetic to black victimhood at this point when they see this kind of stuff? That's a big negative.
I think at this point, it's just,
anyway.
At this point, it's just take a step back, butter up the popcorn, and just enjoy it. I think that's my strategy.
People are getting fatigued with these people already. You know, we just went through pride fatigue, and now it's BLM fatigue.
Let's listen to the rest of this clip here.
Black only space for our collective mourning and healing. But then again, there's also different protest strategies. So this goes back to what I said earlier. When the media says something, that is something that we want to push back on. We know that a lot of people, especially black people, who are going into stores that are run by billion-dollar companies and industries, that what they're doing is actually, again, rebelling against police violence in the police state, and they're redistributing wealth. So it's so important when you're having conversations with people to correct them, because people want to even turn us against other people by saying, oh, we support y'all because your action was peaceful. It's my own I'm going to take off my alliance hat and my tippy hat. I'm going to put it on. I firmly believe that quote-unquote looting and rioting is nonviolent. That's my personal belief.
I could do it again now, but for all these people are justifying, run that footage again of this man who's being stomped out and murdered right on the street by 40 people who are just all kicking in him in the face and breaking his hip and stomping on his neck and crushing his skull.
And of course, they can't contain their rage. They take it out on their own, too. I saw a black woman who just got the shit beat out of her by like 20 black guys in a convenience store because she did something that pissed someone off, some like little something
in
her car.
I played that, too. There was actually and it kind of makes sense with this thing that, you know, will these people be welcoming of this new liberal order that they're building, right? It was a transsexual individual, and supposedly this person had bumped into someone else's car gave him a little bender, and then
I didn't get a good look at
this person was just completely just beating the crap out of
him. The only people that want liberalism is white liberals.
I think it's a shrinking crowd at this point, but we'll see. So this happened too. DC just put up a Black Lives Matter street sign just outside Lafayette Park. So
as if MLK isn't enough, right?
There will be intersections now, and MLK Boulevard will meet up with Black Lives Matter Plaza.
The funny thing is, from my experience, MLK Boulevard has usually been where the worst crime is.
Yeah.
Like in Portland, Oregon. Yeah.
All right, good stuff. This one, we can look at some of this now then in terms of the anticipation for, this is actually from, I see it's supposed to June 3rd. I thought it was from today going into the weekend here, but they have, anyway, a lot of sections have been boarded up and stuff like that, both for the weekend, but also for continued anticipation of riots and stuff like that. This is from Manhattan right here. Let's check this out here. No audio on this, I believe. Yeah, but look at this.
Diversity is a strength, man.
Yeah.
Just keep telling yourself that. Video here. As the cities burn.
And again, all these companies are like,
they all support them. We're on your Target, side. NBA, all this crappy makeup and Foot Locker and all this other crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, huh?
It's amazing that people can have their own stores looted and destroyed and they still make excuses for it. It's like it reminds me of the guy in Norway. He was helping bring refugees in, and then he got butt raped by one, and then he felt bad for him, felt sorry that he got deported. You know, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, that's how graphic this is. I mean, it's a mental F-U-C-K that's happening.
It gets you to give up on your instinct. That's what it's about. Any kind of survival instinct, just get it away. It's a psyop. It's a gay op. It's one of the biggest mind F's that we've seen on a people through their entire history. This is what we're seeing happening has never happened before, ever in history, as far as I know, in a way.
Someone said bookstores unaffected.
And they're trying to talk, and it's working too, right? We're being talked into just handing everything
over. It's a shakedown.
And giving up.
Like, right? you, oh, There's a Jewish man walking by. You know, give me all your stuff. Give me some stuff. Let me take a little bit, and then I'll leave you alone, and maybe you'll be a good ally. And
right.
We won't come after you for racism. Yep.
So anyway, they boarded up all over in New York there. And we have, let's play this one too. In Canada, they have boarded up too. Check this out here. I think it was in Toronto, I think this was.
Yep.
That was it. I thought it was longer. Okay.
Let me go. Someone just said, recorded a Dallas guy with a green plaid shirt. He survived. His name was Charles Schultz. I saw that he had passed away around. Cassandra Fairbanks and some other people had claimed that they knew that particular guy. But I don't know if that guy survived. I heard that too, but I wrecked.
You know what? I think that's wrong. To make people, so he survived, because that was going around. Like, a lot of people saw that.
Yeah, and his
that.
Tweets were protected. Why would that be, you know? So I don't even know.
I don't know. I 100% haven't confirmed it. I saw it.
I have a hard time believing.
In a thread where they had posted, like, a lot of attacks that had happened, and the person, you know, went back and
said. Oh, he's home tonight. You wouldn't be home a few hours later after that.
He passed away at the hospital the following day, is what they told, what I read anyway.
You don't get that kind of beating and not have internal injuries and other problems.
No, this next clip here we thought was in Italy first, but it's in Mexico.
Yeah, I didn't have the volume up, so I couldn't hear language, but yeah.
Let's check this one out.
And some people are like, I said it's out. Okay.
Sorry, a bit loud here.
Yeah. Look at that. Stop, drop, roll.
Let's play that one more time. Loop that around.
Look at that. Someone's trying to prevent him from rolling, too. Did you see the guy in the white shirt?
It's the skateboarders again. He's pouring fluid on his back and lighting it on fire.
Gotta watch your back.
This is what I said before, that the reason why we will be patrolled by Terminator T-100 robots in the future is because of these people here.
And they'll come around and give you fines for being racist.
Amazing stuff, huh? Ever seen anything like it?
Look at that.
All right.
Watch your back. Man, you know, it's like, oh, he looks like a Spaniard. He's white enough, you know, let's burn him.
He's an enemy.
I mean, Mexico has their problems with that, too. They get the white population there gets attacked all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Let me do a couple of these real quick here before we continue.
And I had said this was going to happen. They were going to find the few white people that they could and arrest them.
Nordic Prince, a ninja guinea, and he says, white lives matter as well. I absolutely do. Thank you, Nordic Prince. I appreciate that. Desi Mark, again, a ninja guinea. Thank you, sir. It says, when this started, they blasted the theme of the purge. I take that as a threat and a warning. Yeah, are you talking about we covered that. It was a local police department. Remember they had run the purge siren when they were out? It was for the coronavirus.
And the guy had claimed, we just thought it was funny. No.
It was an old military, the guy in working for us. He said, hey, we have this alarm for the military.
That's,
I don't know.
That's totally right. I remember that.
But like, we're approaching that, right? With like, you know, let them get this out of their system, and then we can maintain society again. Kind of thing. It's crazy. Thank you. Does Mark appreciate that? American Life, a diamond, a link. I'll check that out in a moment. Pull that up. Looks like it might be broken off, actually. You might have to shorten that. I'll try it. I'll see if I can get to it. Thank you. Pyrrhus 777, a diamond, no message. Thank you. John Saxa, a diamond. Bet no work bots boots. Sorry, bet no work boots were looted. Pyrrhus 777.
Oh, they love those pretend ones. What are those? The Timberland boots or whatever. It's funny because I remember years ago when I was a model and models for that. Before it was like the rappers tried to own the Timberland boots.
Was it the? Was it the Ahmed Arbery the work of the Timberland boots? Wasn't something with the boots?
Oh, it's a lot of rappers like those now. Oh, okay. Black rappers.
All right, anyway. Sorry about that. I guess it goes to, the American Partisan link, American Life. That one is, that was broken off because you're limited to 50 or something. If you can, just put it regular in the chat with either as is or a bit.ly, like shorten it, and I'll try to keep an eye on it. You don't have to do a diamond or anything. Post it like that, and I'll go back and try to find it in a little bit here. Where are we here? Pyrrhus 777, a diamond, no message. John Saxa, again, a diamond. That one I did. Okay, Pyrrhus 777 as a ninja guinea. Thanks, sir. Appreciate that. And Pyrrhus 777 with a ninjet. Well, thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much for the support. Welcome back. Lana, happy Friday.
Thank you.
It's for you. It's your ninjet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cute. You can take a ninja.
Take a round with the ninja.
Yeah.
Although I think it used to be a propeller on them, which doesn't kind of make sense. But all right. Thank you, Pure Triple Summit. Very generous of you. Thank you so much. Jarn Saxa, 1418 again with a diamond. Wasn't the jogger wearing... Okay, there you go. That's what I said. The jogger was wearing Timberlands.
There you go.
All right, let's switch to this one now. Young woman incited riot on her Facebook live video, police says. Now she has been charged, I guess, and arrested. Now, someone said that the background of this woman, I didn't have time to look into it, but something was like, oh, you don't want to know what this one has done before or something I heard in passing. So I don't
know. Single mother?
I don't know. Maybe some, like... What do you call it again? Only fans, what is it called again? Or maybe something like that. I'm not sure. During the weekend riots and grand it's kind of like they basically pimp themselves out on the internet for money. Like, hey, I'll show you my boobs and you pay me money kind
Great.
Of thing. I don't know if that's true. That was kind of what I felt that they
Seems
were alluding to.
A little unhinged, clearly.
Could be. But the point is, the menace of these 22-year-old white girls
Freckled
who dust
girl,
things
yeah.
on Facebook, they obviously this menace
That's
has to be controlled and reined in, right?
I called it. I knew that was going to happen with Jake Paul, too. I was like, he's so going
to
get arrested.
We'll get to it. Yeah. During the weekend riots in Grand Rapids, Alexandria Lyons posted a Facebook live video in which she encouraged others to cause destruction and loot and drank beer that likely had just been stolen. Likely had been stolen from Mojo's Bar, police said in court records. Lyons, 22, of Grand Rapids, also posted a video of a party at her home after the riots in which clothing stolen from F. David Barnes' clothiers, blah, 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 was displayed. Okay, so it was a link to probably someone else doing it, but the point is, you can talk about it on a Facebook Live video, get chased down and arrested. You can be out in the street and actually doing the looting, or you can doing the murdering in some cases, and
that's right. And this all fits with their false flag conspiracy theory that it's really white people that are instigating and doing this and urging blacks and paying blacks. And I saw it's all white people. I saw three clips. You know, a couple white guys or a couple communists or whatever. So therefore, they're responsible for everything. They've instigated everything. And sure, in a roundabout way, maybe some old school communists, if you take it back several decades, but
yeah.
Not these little, like, it's not her instigating these riots.
No. Yeah, so millionaire YouTube Jake Paul charged in connection with looting during protests.
I watched it. I was like, he's so going to get busted. He's known. He's blonde. He's white. Like, even though he's a total douche and I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul has been charged with two misdemeanors, criminal trespass and unlawful assembly. Now, someone said he didn't do anything, right? But he was he on the inside of an actual store or something?
He was
like
in
that,
a
right?
mall. I watched a mall was getting looted and he was walking through filming with his buddies for his channel or whatever.
Which of course is just really dumb.
It's
and you shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, these are the people that are getting, you know, hit by these are the white supremacists that are the real problem. So this happened too.
That's what Joe Rogan says.
A mural popped up here. I actually don't know where this is.
I thought that was
maybe
Ireland.
Minnesota.
I thought this was like Ireland or somewhere else.
But look at the depiction here. Why does this mural show all four cops as white when one was black and another one Asian? And I think one was... But look, they look like three skinheads or something.
Oh, yeah, of
course.
You
see that?
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. What happened
here? What does that say? What museum does that say there? I can't
see. Yeah, Irish Republican History Museum.
So
yeah,
it is
right.
Ireland.
Yep.
Ireland. Yep. I mean, come on. This is going over to Europe now and all these other places. It's like, what are they even doing in Ireland?
I don't know.
Well, you know, the leprechauns is really African, so...
Yep. it's all so tiresome. Do we have that meme? Riot death toll now higher than total deaths of unarmed black people for whole of 2019.
Exactly. So 17 people have died so far that we know of, right? Three by the police in these riots. And like I said, last year of those unarmed people killed by the police, it was 20 whites and 10 blacks. And other sources actually say 9 blacks.
Right.
So all of this is really about these 9 blacks. And of course, when they're unarmed, we don't know about what other weapons they had, how confrontational they were, how threatened the cops were, what the cops' motives were. There's a lot of black cops I was just looking at several studies and stats about black and Hispanic cops are more likely to shoot blacks.
Right. Yeah. Right. But that, none of that matters. And it has nothing to do with that. Right. I mean, you have the issue, of course, of the statistics that the reason why young black males have a larger chance at having interactions with the police altogether is that they disproportionately commit more of the crimes, which means that they will have encounters more often with police. And so
and
therefore
drugs and alcohol usually
right,
involved.
And the times it does go, you know, wrong or whatever, or mistakes are made or whatever, then yeah, that's the demographic that most likely will be struck by
but
that.
But it's not always about race. Like I said, 20 white people, there's police brutality that happens to white people all the time. You never hear about it. Remember just a few years ago, there was like SWAT teams coming down and arresting white people, throwing them down for selling raw milk milk.
Exactly.
Like there's so many instances of that kind of stuff where white people have been harassed and suffered from police brutality. You know,
let me do this real quick. See if I can summarize this. List of papers on the lack of bias in police killings against African Americans. Lott and Moody from 2017, using one of the most comprehensive lists of police shootings compiled, finds black suspects are not more likely to be shot by white officers than blacks after controlling for a whole host of variables, and finds no support for racial taste-based discrimination by white officers. Obviously, I don't have the links I can give to you guys here, but these are the abstracts of these papers. Cesario from 2018. We know blacks are overrepresented compared to the percentage of the population in police killings, but that isn't the right benchmark. Blacks also commit more crimes, as I said, which makes them more likely to find themselves in scenarios involving police, and that alone means that they're more likely to act out and lead to a justified police killing. Using various metrics of crime, which includes murder, violent crime, weapons violations, and looking at all fatal shootings, they found a consistent anti-white bias in police shootings. Mm-hmm. Disaggregating the data and only looking at unarmed victims show blacks still usually not being discriminated against and, in fact, being shot less than you'd expect. James, 2016, these are the names of the papers or the authors of them, did a lab experiment with police officers and found officers took longer to shoot blacks than whites in their scenarios. 1.09 seconds to shoot a white person, 1.32 seconds to shoot a black person. They were more likely to wrongly shoot non-aggressing whites than non-aggressing blacks. There's a couple of more here. I'm not going to go through all of them. There's actually Michelle Malkin that posted that on her Telegram.
You know, she's the new face of white supremacy. She's, she's actually a puppet. Her and Candace Owens, as we'll get into, are puppets of white supremacists. They're doing all the dirty work. Yeah, some other fun facts for you kids. Of course, you guys all know, as I said, 90% of black homicide is at the hands of other blacks. When it comes to interracial homicide, way more on the graph. Whites are killed by blacks than blacks by whites,
right,
which is like this, okay? Blacks are about 13% of the population, as we know, and they're guilty of committing more than, 52% at least of the crime, right?
Yeah.
Highest rates of rape, assault, and crime, and rape of white women in particular. And blacks are responsible for 33% of police killings. So police are more nervous around them because they do get killed by them the most.
Right.
So they are not victims. We're not justifying police brutality of innocent people, but these stats are important and need to be heard. You know?
Well, the truth is the truth. No matter where it leads, and no matter how painful it is for people to hear it or whatever, but
it
is what
it is, right? They are not victims. No. And when are they want all these white people to kneel and bow for us and all this. When have they defended any police brutality against a white person?
Never happened. We showed two cases fairly recently of white people that, and they didn't get the attention that this does, and it just goes unnoticed. A couple of articles in some local paper and that's it. There's no riots, there's no protests, there's no nothing, right? All right. Actually, we forgot. Let's play. So, of course, we're talking about this thing that they're blaming the white people. It's white kids with skateboards, as the Houston police chief said the other day there. Joe Rogan, shout out to Revenge of the Sis as well. I saw this clip there. They do good work. Make sure you follow them on DLive specifically in case I get their YouTube shut down. But Revenge of the Sis, they covered this too. But let's play this short version clip of Joe Rogan. Talking about this here.
I feel like there's a real movement towards what you guys are doing, though. I feel like it's the future. Because I feel like people are fed up with that Chris Cuomo shit. They're fed up with that Rachel Maddow shit. And no disrespect to either one of those people. But like Chris Cuomo was doing some thing the other day, and I was watching him where he's basically justifying riots.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, did someone write this for you? Is this how you really feel? Did you think this out? I think all I could get from that is Trump needs to be removed from office, so let's come up with some sort of a reason why he's responsible for these riots, and these riots are good, and these riots have been historically done when people feel powerless and weak.
Right.
That's all true. Look, it's a terrible position to be a young person right now, and this is what you see when you're seeing looting. You're seeing a lot of these fucking young white kids that have probably not a political thought in their fucking dopey heads, and they're just running in to get free Nikes, and that's really what's going on.
Yeah.
I've watched about 100 videos of people looting. I might have seen 4 black people. It's all these white kids stealing sneakers.
It's kind of amazing, right? And this is, I mean, this
so
is
so dishonest.
Really me, which is that this is a pro.
So dishonest. Is this, I said, doofus, or is he knowingly lying?
No, no, no. He's this guy's in on it. The Spotify deal he got recently, and why the fuck did Alex Jones? Remember this whole
thing? Yeah, why is he even nice to this guy?
He's gonna fight back against YouTube and the big hammer against Google and their censorship is coming and stuff.
Oh, he only got $100 million. Oh, well, he's taking a big risk there.
Huge risk. Is that $100 million from Spotify? Is a jump ship from YouTube?
I can't stand this guy. I can't stand this lughead.
No,
droghead,
I don't know.
Again,
this guy has been in on the payroll for a couple of years at least now, 2-3 years, I'd say. He's just being used as a pawn at this point. Willingly on it, right?
We can show you thousands of videos where it's not white people, where white people are getting the crap beat out of them. And the white people that he does see are Antifa communists. He won't say that. Remember that run-in I had with him years ago? I just started Radio 314, and I had someone on. We were talking about psychedelic mushrooms.
The 60s, the influence of the drug cults that came in with the music and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, CIA involvement and pushing acid and all that stuff. It was one of my early shows. He happened to hear that. It was like my third show or something. And he got all mad and was talking about me.
Let me clarify that. It was because he had a running with the guest that you had about that type of information.
That's right.
Because this guy is like acid and weed man and all this shit. Like all this stuff, which is drugs and LSD.
He looks like he's aging
and,
horribly. Yeah.
You know, he's gonna open his third eye pineal gland with his acid.
And
man.
He was so butthurt about that interview that I did back then. Just,
again, the fact that he defends not only those kinds of things, but also this kind of stuff means he's in the pocket of these elites. He's just a pawn. He's doing their bidding at this point. He's gotten too popular, and as we know, as with all things, this is why big content creators are shut down, and if they're not shut down, they're vehemently attacked, kind of like how PewDiePie was, right? He wasn't in their pockets.
Yeah.
He went off the rails occasionally. He did stuff which was unpredictable. They do not like that, so they essentially shunned him into submission. Now he did a stream shared his stream the other day for George Floyd and for a business relief, like everybody involved. I'm going to give money to everybody so no one can say that I picked a side kind of thing. But regardless, these people that are not in on it initially, they are either approached in some capacity or they're roped into it in some way to make sure that they have them under wraps, because you can't have guys like this sitting there with millions and millions and millions of viewers and like one of the most popular podcasts in the world.
Saying whatever they want.
Saying whatever they want, going off the rails, going off the narrative and stuff like that.
Yeah, so whoever offered him that contract, you know, had some stuff in the contract, I'm
probably,
sure.
Probably.
They don't just give you $100 million without some stipulations in the contract.
No. Obergreiper,
I'm sorry, but Spotify, like, do they even have that money?
Yeah, jeez. They're huge. You kidding?
They still are. Okay.
They're huge.
I mean, I saw the other day, too. I remember our friends were joking around in our little chat about Napster. Napster's still around. They were giving money to this and supporting it.
Yeah, I said Napster had been solely kept alive for like 20 years just so they could virtue signal about these kinds of things. It's the only reason why they're
funny.
Still
around. I went to the Napster release party years ago. I was like, what is this? It didn't last very long.
MP3 though. Players.
Yeah, the MP3 player. Yeah. I got one, too.
Memories. It was a better time.
Nope.
All right.
Not really.
Obergreuper, says a Ninjagini, thank you. We really appreciate it. No message. Alan Harris, a diamond, and says 10 blacks killed by cops, 2 cases, 2 cops arrested. Is this recent?
Wait, say that again?
10 blacks killed by cops, 2 cases, 2 cops arrested. Not heard about that. I got to look that up. Obergreuper, let me copy that so I can search for it. Thank you for the diamond. Obergreuper sends another Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. He says black cops who arrested rioters magically became white. White communists magically became white supremacists. White supremacist.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. They just shift this around. However,
white liberals are the real white supremacists.
Well, again, and that's why, you know, what's white is black and what's black is white. It's all upside down, right? Black Phillip, a diamond, says Tucker had enough and finally named Kushner on Fox. I didn't see that. Maybe we can play that at the end. That's cool. Aaron MVD, a diamond. Thank you. No message. Nordic Prince, a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Glad to see Lana back. What a team act. Love you both so much. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Mord Howler, a Ninjagini as well. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. No message. All right, let's move on in the order. What do we have? Oh, okay, here is the Candace.
I just want to say one thing before this. Now, this kind of thing that she's going to talk about, it's good. Needs to get out there. But Con Inc. has been calling people like Jared Taylor, who have been talking about what she's going to talk about for many years. He's been talking about this. You racist and white supremacist, and you can't say these things, you know. And now Candace Owens is giving some stats, right, on black crime. And they're just like, oh, my God, this is so great. This is mind-blowing, so important, and we need this, you know. Let's listen to what she says. Even Charlie Kirk was getting in on this action. Trying to be relevant and edgy, right?
Kirk the boomer.
Just riding the line.
All right, let's listen.
We commit 50% of all violent offenses evenly split, and we're only 13% of the population, okay? So we have a lot more encounters with police officers. And don't say the police officers are coming around because we're black. I'm talking about violent criminals. I'm talking about murder, 44% of murders, okay? You want to talk about real statistics? The police officers have way more to be fearful of in the black community than the other way around, okay? We commit, on average, a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black person than the other way around, okay? So this entire narrative is complete smoke and mirrors. It's all made up. It's just election fodder. It's white versus black because it's an election year, not because black Americans are suffering at the hands of police officers more than white Americans.
All right. Well, again, it's not no lie detected, obviously.
And I mean, of course, she does say some good things here and there. I just wondered, did she have to get permission from Mr. PragerU before?
I don't know, but yeah, I mean, you're right in that, assessment there that there are people that have been talking about this, and they, of course, been banned and censored and blocked. And
yeah,
look
how they treat Michelle Malkin, who was talking about these things, right. and the whole America First crowd, people like us, and attacking us, right. And then she says it, and it's like, oh my God, it's great. Granted, she's getting lots of hell from the lefties and other black people and stuff, but still.
So, Candace Owens was at the when the U.S. embassy was moved in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. She was there, right? Just anybody doesn't get invited to that for some, like, she's being, what am I saying here? I think she's a steam valve. I think there are certain things that has to be, you have to, you know, kind of continue to up your game or whatever. What do we call it? Like,
gotta let out a little pressure.
Yeah,
so
you gotta offer
blow,
something,
right?
or the fact that you've stagnated in what you have. Most conservatives, they hit that. The mind will be blown. Right. And they just like,
I've never heard this before.
This is what this,
like
a, wow,
like,
you know,
Peter Brunlow, Jared Taylor talking about it for decades.
Don't get me wrong, that's a good thing. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying, could it be that these people they're there to just, you know, open up the valve a little bit now and then and make sure that a little bit gets out, but also to make sure that it doesn't go in a direction which is too, you know, not
well,
good,
she takes it back to it's an election year. Now we know, yes, that's true, but it's about so much more than an election year.
Yeah.
This is about establishing the anti-white New World Order.
That is true. That is true. All right, let's switch over to this one here. There's a lot of signaling anti-white, white liberal women that have pimped out their children to basically making them feel shame of themselves and guilt. And you know, how can you imagine being 5 or 7 or 8 or 9 or something like that? And like,
no. You're
crying
not
over
that.
The fact, like, of who you are or your attachment to something
crying
which is bad and negative
thugs.
And stuff like that.
Basically, crying over thugs, you know, is what's happening.
Let's
here.
Play it.
Crying over.
Grab me now, baby.
Let her talk.
Be really loud. Loud.
Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. She's crying. Don't cry. Get it out. Get it out.
Hey, hold on.
It's okay, Aubrey. Do it. Don't stop. You got this.
We got.
I hate when people say that.
Oh, the music. My name is Aubrey Johnson, and I am 9 years old. And if I get it, you should get it. It is very.
Take your time, baby.
It is very wrong to kill black people. Yeah. Their lives should matter. Even black lives should matter as much as white lives.
A nine-year-old girl.
Just programmed.
Yeah.
Completely programmed. Honey, say this.
And
this
it's
is
like,
what's going on. Say
we,
this.
We already, like, God. We, yeah, murder is wrong. There's,
we already
there's
have laws
against
it.
That. No one is saying that this is justified and, or okay, but it's this idea that the attachment of
wow
her emotions to something like this yeah. is obviously that it's this is white people's fault. This is wrong. Yeah. This is evil. This is bad. This is wicked. You know, all
it's
that kind
of
stuff.
It's emotional and mental abuse. Basically, to be ashamed of what her people, right? Her people yeah. are bad and they've done these awful things like this. This is mental and emotional child abuse.
Right.
This is what it is.
Right. Yeah.
Again, yeah, I want to say what you said earlier. Yes, there's laws in place. If people murder someone, they get in trouble for it. And believe me, these other cops that have done some of these things have paid for it. Remember, there's a guy in South Carolina, I forget, a while ago. He shot a black guy. I think mm-hmm. he was unarmed. He's in jail, right? There's been several who have been put away because they've made an example of them.
Right.
And there was a graph we didn't show earlier, but police brutality, especially around to blacks, is going down, 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 down.
Did we have
like,
that?
On the pie
linked
there.
Up?
Let's see. Yeah.
Are we coming to that?
I saved the picture. It was, yeah, before this, we were going to show it. But just to show people on the graph how
that?
Police violence against blacks is decreasing.
All right. Did you save that in the
Yeah,
folder?
I did. I mean, I guess we don't have to show that.
Well, it's fine.
If
I can
to.
Find it real quick. No, it's important. I mean, that's... let me
so
see
basically,
this,
there's been a massive decreasing each year of police brutality.
Here we go. There it is. Right?
It's going down every year. So, and like I said, last year was 10, really it was actually 9 is what I had seen.
Right.
And we don't know what the full story was with that, if they're black cops, what they were doing, you know, what escalated. Of course, there was more white people, but
right.
It's funny because too, there was a couple of years where it was going up to white people
mm-hmm.
and down for black people.
Right. And then the narrative is in the opposite direction of what it is that's happening, right? Perception is they're just changing the perception.
Exactly.
But yeah, so these kinds of tweets were going around. Someone had compiled some of these too from white liberal women and stuff like that. And you know that it's for parents that just they want their hits and their likes and their clicks and their retweets.
The brownie
and like,
points. I'm going to be an ally. Please
right.
like me. Please. I want to be important.
Right.
Don't call me racist.
It's funny because it says here, like, no more hate, no more killing. Okay, well, the guy in Dallas that was just stomped out.
Yeah.
Then, or like all these, is that they just don't know. They don't see this on the media.
Again,
they
keep saying they're making it about police, not race. This is about race. Otherwise, you would mention police brutality of white against white people too.
Yeah.
But they don't.
5 years old.
Because black lives matter most.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the kids are being inducted into this cult. This is my friend's 5-year-old daughter, Z. This is Z's post written by Z with Z's words. Is this actually her name or what?
Then they're going to tell these little girls, you know, it's good to, you know, have your mocha colored babies in the future to end racism, and it's going to bring in world
peace.
Well,
regardless,
and
it's going to create a state in these people's minds where they feel shame and guilt about who they are
yeah.
because of their race. It's a complete reversal of the situation. And again, it doesn't mean, well, what again, the perceived injustice, it's not that that was wrong. It was just that it was directed at the wrong group.
Yeah.
That's the difference we're seeing here.
Yeah. We're so privileged, you can't even say, this little girl can't even hold a sign and say, it's okay to be white. So much privilege.
Let's talk about one of our favorite resident anti-white activists here, Tim Wise, right? Talking
about...
it's a fellow white. And listen how he says our children too, right? Listen to this here.
The important thing for white parents to keep in the front of our mind is that if black children in this country are not allowed innocence and childhood without fear of being killed by police or marginalized in some other way, then our children don't deserve innocence. If Tamir Rice can be shot dead in a public park playing with a toy gun, something white children do all over this country every day without the same fear of being shot, if Tamir Rice can be killed, then white children need to be told at least at the same age. If they can't be innocent, we don't get to be innocent. And if we would keep that in the front of our minds, then perhaps we would be able to hear what black and brown folks are telling us every day and have been for many years.
Oh, my God.
So, again, I reiterate that point, but It's not about lifting people out of a state of perceived injustice. It's about subjecting others to the same. And in this case, white children. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's not directed in any other direction here.
They can't have a happy, innocent childhood because they need to know that white people are evil and guilty right out the gates. We got to just nip it in the bud right away. And I say, you know, thanks to you, communist Tim, for being out in the open, because it makes it so much easier for us to expose what's going on. Because a lot of normie people hear this and are just like, what?
Yeah, wait, they're supposed to feel guilt for who they are? Yeah. They should feel guilty? Why?
And anyone who has children thinks that's a good thing. I thought that this was arbitrary. Parent.
This is just an arbitrary variable that doesn't mean anything. It has nothing to do with anything, right? So why then, according to their own logic, should this be an issue, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I cut you off. Keep going there.
It's all garbage.
It's just so dumb. It's so dumb on so many levels, right? But they're getting away. Again, this is...
We've been warning people about this for several years now, many years now, and here it is.
Environment that's coming. It's going to be directed against white kids. They're going to be the real victims of all of this stuff.
They want them to grow up to despise their own people, despise their ancestors, despise themselves, so then they could be manipulated into whatever anti-white agenda these anti-whites want them to live in.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen if these parents don't wise up. I really despise these white women who do this, who raise these girls like this. It just is disgusting. It's also disgusting seeing all those white women who were kneeling. I'm going to do a video on that, actually. During all this stuff, like, remember there was one guy, he was even joking around, just going around on the street, you need to kneel for blacks and apologize, and blah, blah, blah. And all these white girls were doing it. Like, what is wrong with you? White liberal women are just deranged.
You know, it's also this continued kind of, it's our job to awaken these people, and we shouldn't just shun them, but the reality
some
of
are
it
gone.
Is They're gone beyond repair. Yeah. There's no recourse. I mean, you can't. You're also dealing with a liberal religion. It's a cult.
It's
that white cop that we saw in Sweden, the way that she was love bombed, like right after she had, like, you know, took the knee and stood with this sign that
they
said
like
white
me. They really
white silence is violence.
Yeah.
Her commitment, her initiation into the cult was solidified with this emotional outpouring and tears. You see these in these, like, Kool-Aid drinking cults, right?
Exactly.
Marshall Applewhite and the Heaven's Gate. They had shit like this going on. You know what I mean? Like, the rest of the world is wrong. You're right. Welcome into the brotherhood, kind of thing, right? But they still have this perception also that, you know, it's them against the system or something like that. When, like, you know. The biggest companies in the world are lining up, being on these people's sides too. Like, from Goldman Sachs to Apple to Microsoft,
Disney,
to
literally
Disney
everyone,
and,
banks. Like, again, and we'll show that again. Disney pledges $5 million to social justice organizations.
Yeah,
right? There is no war on black people in America. No, there's a war on white people. Exactly. What is black is white, and what is white is black. And I think that there was even an old Bible verse about that in the Book of Revelation, by the way.
Yeah.
So we are definitely in that time period.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, it's crazy times, right? $5 million, Disney. The biggest companies in the world are lining up for this. Now, this one, just a quick mention.
Kind of got into this earlier.
Yeah,
we did
kind of in a way. Just quickly, Palestinians offer solidarity with Black American struggle for justice, right? So it's not that you would think, there's a number of things we can go with it here. But essentially, that means, if you extrapolate, that then they stand against white people because they're seen as, you know, it's white supremacy and stuff. And Israel and the struggle between Israel and Palestine, I'm not saying that they're just lumping it together for the sake of it or whatever, but it essentially means that the Israelis over there are the white supremacists in the region, kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean, I will still support the Palestinians. I still think it's wrong. It's not because of that. But I also understand that this will not be reciprocal.
No, Palestinians don't defend European nationalists. I don't ever see that.
I don't see that either. Right. So if you want to go and align with these people, these are going to be your allies or something. It's like, sure, go ahead, but
they're not
going to
have your back. They're not going to help you. You spend all your time helping them.
Not going to stand with you. And again, as I said before, couldn't it be then that they would see the particular position that we are in many other our Western countries, that
mirrored?
We have a mirror of oppression of what's happening? But no, that's not happening here. Not happening. All right, this one is kind of funny. Go bald for Black Lives Matter trends on Twitter after 4chan trolls. So, of course, they did uh, that did leave this this little gem on Twitter. They even had one tweet just to kind of to misdirect in the beginning. 4chan is trying to stop Go Bald for BLM. Let's show these deplorables. Go Bald for BLM. So a number of posts about this that were they were trying to get it trending. I think it was caught on fairly quickly. I wonder if someone actually did it though.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I did see a couple baldies. Some footage recently, so maybe.
And of course, again, it's just directed at white women.
Of course it is. And that's what they were in the troll. They were like, specifically go for white women.
But you know,
they're
you
the
know what all this means?
Manipulate here.
You know what all this means at the end of it anyway, which is kind of interesting and different, like a higher level to all of this? It's that most of all of this that goes on, whether it's the other side or our side or this faction or the elites or from down below, whatever, it's about white people, isn't it?
It's all about that.
That's the attention. That's the focus. Those are the ones you have to break down. You have to manipulate, brainwash. You have to convince. You have to get them on away from this or towards that. Or so you know what I mean? It's as much as it's like yeah, BLM and all that kind of stuff. It's actually it's a sledgehammer against white society. That's what it's about, right?
It's kind of interesting. White people.
Yeah. All right. Let me do a couple of these more here before we carry on. God, can you believe how fast the time has flown by here? What do we have here? Paul Bone Thruster, I think he sends a diamond. Say no to anti-white robocops. That'll be coming too. One day, you'll see. That's why it's like build a parallel system
parallel
now.
Society right now. We need to be
get out before that. The transhumanist robot cyborgs come along. A big black man with AIDS. I'm so glad he returned to your username, actually. He sends a diamond. He says, welcome back, Lana.
Thank you.
Spencer, the first of diamond. We have everyone in chat tonight. Hails to all. Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Good to see everyone. So many out there. Spencer, the first, a diamond as well. Fucking child abuse. Make me want to fed post hard. Yep. Last Paleocon, a diamond. 9-year-old Aubrey cries for the killing of Harambe. Spencer, the first, again, a diamond. Nothing beats the king-queen team. Missed this.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank you.
So that's nice. Very nice to hear. Edward Grieg, good composer out of Norway, sends a diamond, says white people are bad because low melanin. Shit. George Sykes of 1418, a diamond, and says watching them kneel makes me sick. Mm-hmm. I will never.
That's right.
And a pukey face.
Never.
Black Philip, a diamond, and says ADL donor page, 5,000 sends a Leo to Israel to train. Really? No, that's interesting. I have to look into that. Thank you. That's a good tip. Thank you, Black Philip. Didn't see that yet. John Sachs at 1418. A diamond, white is the new black, the good of race war. Yeah, exactly. Nordic Prince, a Ninja Genie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We love you. You love us. Hail to you and to better times. Indeed. We have to create them, though, right? That's the thing.
Yes, we do. The more this goes on, and that's conversations that we're having, is like voting out of this is like, that's done. That's not going to happen. Like this ship is going down. I don't have much hope for America. I think it should be thinking in terms of creating parallel societies and communities and claiming certain areas and becoming self-sufficient and having a good pack of people around you so that you can... have your tribe and also have people that your kids can be around. I think that's going to be very important. And then we'll see what shakes down in America, either a secessionist movement, the future Balkanization. A lot of people say that if that could happen, that would be ideal. Or it's just going to be a slow roast into Brazil, you know?
Yeah. And again, that's not to take a stab or like intentionally like kind of gloat at like, haha, America going.
No,
but I mean,
it's just
much in the same way that people are. You know, how Sweden should just be destroyed at this point, and you know, I can't take looking at this, and these people are dead already. You know, you see a lot of that kind of stuff. It's not that that's positive or constructive in any way, but it essentially means that you realize that the situation is so bad that something drastically got to change. And I think America in its current form or lineup as it is now is going to be very difficult to keep together.
It's big. It's a big land.
Doesn't mean I'm rooting for that, but no, I'm just trying to be realistic about it.
It's too big. It's way too divided and polarized. And there's a couple million people coming every year, changing that even more so. So I just, you're never going to have one political system.
Fight for it and do everything you can, but don't, what do they say? High hopes, low expectations, or what do you say? Right?
Yeah. But I really think that we just have to be thinking in terms of self-sufficiency and creating good communities and all that.
Right.
For long-term strategy.
Yeah.
You know.
And of course, part of that is when you look at things like this, right? The tweet was going around. Tupac Chopra says here, when has violence ever solved anything? The Haitian Revolution, 1791 to 1804, right?
And my
listen to this, though. 20, it had 000. Almost 60,000 yeah. likes.
See?
This 23,000 retweets.
This is what is in the hearts of these people.
Kill Whitey.
Kill Whitey. And let me remind you, they even murdered...
This is not violence, though, or hate.
No. It's
by Twitter standards.
No. They even, by the way, in this revolution, they murdered innocent children, Irish indentured servants, working class folks, not just elites who could afford slaves. And let's remind you that Haiti today is no utopia. Starvation, poverty, crime. How much foreign aid is Haiti getting today from the West? Again, how much are they getting? Oh, yeah. Right. Also, they even killed mulattoes.
Look what Angelo said here. Can't wait till America looks like this too, brother.
Yeah. I mean, it's always the same thing with these African revolutions. It always goes the same way. Everywhere it happens, it's always the same result.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are posting, remember, like Zimbabwe, after they chased out all the... chased out all the white farmers, then they're begging them to come back because they're starving and they can't do anything and they need the help. You know, it's always the same thing. And then it's, help me, Whitey. And then still, Haiti today, there's somehow white people are still getting blamed, right?
Right. Yeah, Michelle Malkin here pointed out too, I was suspended for opinion that violent crime looters redacted, but Slate can explicitly promote violence as a protest tool on Twitter.
That's right.
Also, simply type by any means necessary into Twitter search. Yeah, nonviolence is an important tool for protesters, but so is violence.
But so is violence, they say. But dot, 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 dot. See, they want a monopoly on violence. They want to be the ones who do it all, right? And get away with it all. And this is what's been in their hearts all along. These Bolsheviks, even these liberals are getting in line with these Bolsheviks, these communists. Like, violence is their way. That is the only way that they can bring about what their kind of system that they want. They're always harboring these thoughts inside. And that is why they project onto people like us and assume that we just want to haul off everyone who's not like us and put them in camps or gas them or whatever, when that's really what's in their hearts.
Because they would do it. It's a tell because they are they know what they're thinking, right? Now they're not even silence about it anymore.
Yeah.
They just
they're so ballsy that they can get away with it. Get away with it everywhere.
I've never heard of this podcast provider, whatever you want to call it, hoster, but Megaphone here seems to be the Megaphone FM. Will they ban Slate for promoting violence?
Of course not. They're still going to have their accounts. They're going to be on every major app.
Absolutely.
And Silicon Valley is going to protect them. These people, these Bolshevik types and their useful idiots are running everything now. It is them.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to take this one?
Oh, my gosh. I can't stand this actor, The Rock. I don't watch any of his crap. Obviously, I don't watch any movies anymore. But yeah, there was this little clip. He said there's going to be blood, but the process to change has already begun. I didn't actually listen to the full clip because I just can't stand the guy.
It's in there.
It's
8 minutes. We could play like the first minute or something.
There will be blood. Yeah. Like, oh, my God. This guy, by the way, is a multi-millionaire. And like you're gonna cry about black oppression and fighting the power and the war on black people, like please.
Yeah. All right, let's listen a little bit to that. See what he said here.
Where are you?
Acting.
Where is?
Thank you for the vertical video, Rock. By the way,
I thought
it was
right,
in the movies.
That's
what the hell?
Where is our leader at this time? At this time when our country is down on its knees.
No, it's white people on their knees.
Pleading.
Yeah, that's right.
Hurt, angry, frustrated, in pain.
Rioting, looting, killing,
and
raping.
Pleading with its arms out. Just wanting to be heard. Begging and pleading and praying for change. Where are you? Where
like identitarians?
Dramatic here.
Who's going to step up to our country? Who's down on its knees? And extend a hand and say, you stand up. Stand up with me. Stand up with
God,
me. Because
cringe.
I got you.
Boomer posting.
I got you. I hear you.
Oh my God. He's a bad actor. God,
all right.
Cringe.
I've heard enough.
There will be blood. It's like a movie. I think there was
blood,
a movie called There Will Be Blood or something about the oil tycoons or whatever. But
Like, yeah, wasn't that like the Coen brothers? Am I confusing that?
Oh my God. Like, literally everyone could just be out there. What was funny with me, and I know you covered it, the black guy who was in Star Wars, he was like out there with the megaphone, and
Johnny
then he was saying,
Boyega, saying whatever his name
oh
is.
Oh my yeah. God, I may never work again after yeah. supporting this. And then literally Star Wars and Disney yeah. and everyone's like, we support
We're on your page.
You, bro. Like, the fact that he, does he really believe that he's going to get fired for supporting Black Lives Matter? I mean, are you effing kidding me? Seriously. No, he's going to get a raise. He's getting praised and supported everywhere. Like, these people want this to be real. They wish there was a war on white people because they want to be victims, because they want to cash in on it, because the victim in the liberal society is the king, you know? And so here we are just being drama queens about this war on Black people.
Check this out. I saw there's a donation from somebody here too. We'll proceed in a little bit. I'm going to wrap up. We're coming up at the end here, guys. But yeah, it was Desi Mac donates a diamond. Actually, I missed a couple here. I think it's a white tuber. Sensei Diamond does a 7-7 and an 0, a forbidden hand gesture. Thank you, Mr. White Tuber. Check him out here on DLive, by the way, DLive.tv/Mr. White Tuber. He does a good stream. Desi Mac 13 donates a diamond. As Amazon's main warehouse burnt down. Looking for more. Redlands Fire, really? Massive distribution center engulfed in flames as 3 alarm fire
interesting.
Rages.
Well,
interesting. This is Amazon?
If that's true, I can't say that I have much compassion.
Yeah, several Amazon trucks burned on the loading docks of the building, whose square footage is equal to about 3 football fields. A spokesperson for the e-commerce company refuted initial reports that the building was owned by Amazon. Okay, interesting, but that might still be then, huh?
Well, it doesn't matter if you're a white ally or a huge company that's a white ally. They just, torch it.
Interesting.
It's wealth redistribution.
That's right. Obergreuper, another Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. No message. Dr. Silberman, also a Ninjagini. Thank you. It says, thanks for the red pills. Glad to see you both. Thank you so much. Good to have you here. Desi Mac again says it was the Redlands, California warehouse burning. Yeah, exactly. That is interesting. I have to look into this more because was an accident? Highly likely that it was actually intentional, obviously, right? Anyway, thank you, Desi Mac. That's a good find there. John Saxa, a diamond, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Bullshit. heavier, I think it is. Heavier than heaven. Sends a diamond and says, good, Google the Star of Remphrem mentioned in the Bible. That's just a Star of David, right? Straight up, right? The Israeli, I think it is, Star of Remphrem. I'll do that a little bit here. Alan Harris donates again a diamond, 3 million from Hong Kong, given citizenship in the UK. I heard, yeah, I briefly reported on that the other day.
Yeah.
And
Hong Kong refugees, you knew that was gonna
happen. I don't think, obviously, it's crazy. Right, it's crazy that they do that, but will they actually follow through on that?
Why don't they go to another Asian country?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, the Star of Remphrem there is essentially the Saturn, right? People say that's not really related, I guess, in a way. But yeah, that's the Star of Remphrem. That's what that is. All right, what do we have?
Couple
here?
Things we're gonna talk about. Yeah. The Republicans, here we go. American Nationalist account, follow it. Stunning how quickly Republicans have adopted language from the left, such as racial inequalities, in just a week because of one incident. This is language used to demonize our own voters and which will get us zero. This is beyond unacceptable. We deserve to lose if this continues. Now check out this report. Listen, learn, heal America. To stand together. Let's do better. Cigarettes.
So this is the boomer elephants.
There we go. The response to BLM.
17 minutes later, the man they are there to investigate lies motionless on the ground.
But let me just pause for a moment.
They're bending down on their knee right here.
This is also what we've talked about. I mean, the first show I did is both. There's no difference between these parties.
Controlled opposition.
It's all controlled. It's not. It's just the same. There's a central.
That's not a shocker here.
There's a keystone, a central pinnacle pyramid that is over all of this shit. You can't go. It's fine, right? I know that there's this kind of like, yeah, Trump and MAGA, and you know, now they have the Republican Party and shit. But what came out of nothing came out of this. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. In fact, look at all the censorship and now all this shit that's happened, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're just reminding people that it's like, you're never going to get anything out of the GOP or Republicans.
No,
and it's not it's a stab done. at the counter American nationalist, but it's just kind of as a reminder.
No, he knows that.
You know, this
He's
is,
just kind of showing
this is,
that off.
This is the point of it is to to steer society, and they use two different arms to do it. And a little bit, one works here, and then the other one works another time, and that's how it works. Anyway, should we watch the rest
of this? Yeah, it's just nauseating, you know, these cucks how they respond. They just will not condemn Black Lives Matter,
anger
though.
Anger boiling across the United States. Nearly 40 cities have imposed curfews as protests sweep across the country.
Please stop. You're causing more
confusion. I have a family.
Right.
And we are supporting our community. There's no need to tear us down.
And it must stop.
Please stop. Or we'll say stop again.
We have to do better.
And then it's always like...
Stand together.
There's a lot of white businesses that were torched, right? And then it's like, right. Oh, these black... You're hurting your own black people, your own black business. They don't even defend their own white people. They don't have fundraisers for those people.
No.
Just whatever.
Yeah, screw but like, exactly. People. I mean, and it's fine. It's fine. Keep pointing it out, obviously. Yeah. But it's like, you're not going to get anything. And it's not the point. It never was the point. These are the same... it's the same bird, right? Two different wings of the same bird.
Yeah. I mean, those people probably attack us more than, well, maybe hardcore leftists. But yeah, I mean, we get attacked by neocons all the time, too.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what's happening?
Last thing here.
Statues are being removed in the background. Right here, you see even a Texas Ranger in Dallas is being removed.
Yep.
Even that. I've heard of several. I can't even keep up. They're just quietly taking them away. But remember the whole thing with General Lee in Charlottesville, like there was court cases and there's laws in place, and then the final say the judge was like, you can't take that down, this is a war memorial, it's still there.
Yeah,
somehow right. They just come in the night and they just take these down. And we also had General Lee ordered to be taken down in Richmond, Virginia.
And I still don't know what happened with the Confederate Museum there. That was, at least the footage I saw, was beginning to get torched, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just funny because someone had posted a picture.
Here's the Virginia governor banished a statue of Civil War General Lee. And again, it's like, you know, the mechanism that used to be in place of like, well, you can't just issue a decree and do that. Like you get, there's things you get to, you know, no, because if everybody is part of it, the whole chain of command is like, yeah, we have to, yeah, that's right. And no one will stand in their way and it will just happen, right?
And it was just
When will it stop?
Just a few days. Right? I think it was Ramsey Paul, he included that in my thread there. Yeah, there was a picture there just a few days before this whole thing happened and people were out there graffitiing and out on the streets in Richmond and mass in front of the statue. Just a few days before that, there was white people holding up signs, you know, sign up here to die for the economy and you have the right to put us all at risk. Go home, telling people stay inside you're killing people by being out here on the streets and all this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But then that's no problem. You can graffiti, you could riot, you can loot, you can. But all of this just happening in Richmond in a matter of days. How quick these shit libs forget what they were just talking about a few days ago.
Doesn't matter, because it was never about that.
How and that's quick why we said, they forgot we about up coronavirus. In
the this was a phony hoax, and they pulled it on us. And so many of even our own people just fell for this and went along with it. And who's the fool now? Well, we certainly are not. And it's okay to be wrong and have disagreements, but the fact that there's like falling outs and like bitching out people behind their backs and backstabbing people because they take a different, that's just
shitty. Even in our scene,
that's what I'm saying. That's just shitty, and I'm glad these people are gone. Like, fuck off and like take your audience with you. I want nothing to do with you. If that's how you're going to treat this, like, fuck off.
Yeah, because guess what? You were wrong.
Pieces of
you
shit.
You were wrong, and we knew that was going to happen.
We knew
after everything died down, they'd be like, oh, well, it turns out it wasn't as bad as we thought, and this and that and that and that. Okay, so everything that we were saying was right.
That's what all these people do. They burn bridges, and they just can't put their shit to the side. And I'd find having disagreements and just like, hey, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Like, we think differently on this. Let's just move on, or let's talk about it. Let's have a debate about it or something.
Wish people
No, instead they turn the way, and they're like, let's ridicule Red Ice behind it. They're shit libs because they think that there's overreach and overkill with the government, how they're dealing with the COVID fraud, right? Anyway, Steve King loses primary. His opponents argue it's because of his powerlessness. I thought this guy was behind the white supremacy
the huge
is
network.
Running everything in America. So, okay, well, Steve King has lost now.
There's no white supremacy ruling America. A bunch of lies.
Ferguson elects first black mayor in city's historic in history near 6 years after protest solidified BLM movement. Right. So, lots of power on the white supremacy side in America right now.
It's amazing.
Should we wrap up there? Let me just double check here, make sure that I haven't missed anybody. I was actually very bad at keeping
up. Well, on the plus side, guys, you know, all this doesn't, it does bring attention to who really is doing all the violence and who really is suffering from true injustices and racism and hatred. A lot of white people are realizing that throughout all this. Yeah. It's not like it's hasn't done damage in terms of waking people up.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of donations here. Donor Bog. I'm so sorry. I should have checked that right away, guys. I'm sorry. It was so exciting with all the topics. Anyway, Brad Grandby's with us here. He donates $100.
Wow, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
Please,
thank
like
you.
Every week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
He says, freedom shekels. Why do they keep telling us it's not about race when everything we're seeing is clearly about race?
Yes.
The actual LOL protesters say flat out that it's about racist cops and racist white people. Tell Lana we missed her and hope your little ones are doing great.
Yes, they're doing awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. I really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well and staying safe where you are as well. Always good to see you. Glenn the Chinaman, $30 on Donor Box. Good to see you as well. In a way, it's been better. It's better that this is happening now instead of when whites are a minority. It reveals early who are with us or against us. Whatever lost can be rebuilt.
I totally agree.
And
Glenn is with us.
Glenn is with us. Is our what would you our based Chinese
based
resident man or whatever you call it? No, absolutely. And I've argued this too. Actually, it's like you know, it's you'll see where people stand. You know, at the end of it, and it's the better to do it earlier in the process because otherwise this could turn really ugly. I mean, I still think it's going to, but we're not here to give black pills and say, oh, it's over, that's kind of thing. There's so much more that's going to happen that we are be able to do.
And so much that
so many
people
more people
put
will
up
wake
with.
Up.
It's
you know?
Amazing. You talk to your average white person and it's like, so what do you think of everything? They can't even put it in words. Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's not good, but just these half-assed responses like, are you alive? Do you feel anything? Do you think about any of this stuff? Like,
I guess not.
Let's get out of the way then.
Yep. Let me do a couple more of these here. Actually, one more, and then we'll do the D-Live ones, and then we'll start wrapping up, guys. Slightly past the top of the hour here, but we kind of began 6 minutes past as well. So it's okay. Conrad K, $10 over on Donorbox, says, the interview with Tim Murdoch was great. That's right. I did that Tuesday this last week, and I think he put it up either Wednesday or Thursday, so check that out. It's up on his BitChute, White Rabbit Radio BitChute. First hour free, and then second for members. Make sure you sign up and support Tim Murdoch as well through his website, whiterabbitradio.net. Anyway, he says here, great interview with Murdoch. Always good to see you two working together. I encourage our fellow members and viewers to get a membership to him as well. Hail to all of you. Absolutely. Definitely. Support Tim. He does great work. All right, let's do these last few Ninja Gaiden. Actually, there was one more entropy here. Double Dog, $10. He says, great to have Lana back, by the way. We love having a host that's so easy on the ice and also his lovely wife. Well, thank you, Double Dog. I appreciate that. Let me do a couple of these here. Let me back up. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody.
It's funny when I see COVID updates trending on Twitter. It's like, does anyone even care anymore? I mean, is anyone even thinking about it anymore? It's like the lockdown wasn't having an effect anyway. I remember how many people were just out on the streets and driving around, just like people had it. Like, it wasn't working anymore, so let's cue race war now.
Yep, pretty much. It just burn it all to the ground.
Let's cue anti-white war now.
I mean, alien invasion next. I still think we're true. We didn't have time to do it. We have to do it in Weekend Warrior, but actually it was Tim Murdoch again, to go back to him. He sent me this link. It was kind of funny. We'll play it in Weekend Warrior because we don't have time right now. This one right here.
Yeah, that's right. And that was from like four
a bizarre
four
UNICEF
years ago.
Video urging kids to accept reptilian aliens. It's like, is this what's next? Is this what
David
they're going to push
Icke
on?
David Icke was right, man. It's the lizards.
I guess.
Reptiles.
I guess so. All right. Anyway, let's do the let's do the last one here too. A couple of D-Live donations came in. Ninja Gini from Bobby D. Thank you, sir. No message. Michael D.E. donates a diamond and says, hail to the king and queen of American alt media. Well, thank you. And Swedish, too. thank you. Mr. YTuber sends a diamond and says, KKK reportedly burned down David Hogg's bike. Really? Is that true? Interesting. Big if true, I guess. Simon Coates, a diamond, is black wives fatter. Black Philip, a diamond. Killstream tonight, Vincent James versus Shitlib on race. That's right. Make sure you check out the Ralph Retort here on DLive, dlive.tv/theRalphRetort. I forget who he was sparring up with, but it was something on race.
Vince will win.
Racial relations, I think it was. Definitely check that out. Coming up, I think 9:30 p.m. Eastern here. American Life sends a diamond that says white pride is now a weak slogan. Another P word. Oh, interesting. Shroon sends a diamond. It says, hail. Thank you so much, Shroon. Good to see you here, as always. Edvard Grieg again, or Grieg, a Ninjagini, and says, thank you for that Ninjagini, by the way. It's not only good to be Hawaii, it's amazing, he says. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sea Monkey, a diamond, says, good show. Thank you. Glad you like it. Nordic Prince, a diamond, says, coin nipping by them. Check it out. UK expellent. Okay, I got to check it out now. This is too interesting. Dancing Israelis. Five Dancing Israelis, I think it is. Ninjagini, and it says, thanks for work. Well, thank you for the Ninjagini, sir. I really appreciate it. All right, are we caught up? I think we're caught up, ladies and gentlemen. What do we have coming up here, of course? We have Weekend Warrior coming up Sunday.
I've got several videos in the queue. I have like four or five videos that I've recorded, so yeah. Got to get those out.
And we did have a members exclusive here, too, put up yesterday by you, Lana.
Yeah.
I don't like you just because you're white, is the title. Yeah. We have a number more of Section 10 and getting one up. By today, and it just the editing always takes longer than you anticipate. So, not yet, but it's coming. It's in the pipeline, of course. We have more shows coming up. A Weekend Warrior, as usual, coming up on Sunday, usually late Sunday. Check out the archives. A lot of good shows there. 147. Great way of supporting us as well, of course. Thank you, and special shout out to all the members out there. We love you guys. Let's open the box here as well, guys, before we wrap up on DLive. Good sizable box here
Black
today.
Black Friday.
Flashback Friday. That's right.
Flash Black.
Flash Black
Friday. No, Flash Black.
Flash Black Friday. All right. What else we have? I think John Saxa sent a Ninjagini as well. The Black Lives Can Kiss My Lily White Ass. All right. Heads up. The lemons are coming your way, guys. We're going to wrap up here just in a moment as those get dished out. See who the lucky winners are, right? Let me just double check again. Make sure there's no other ones on. Actually, there are a few more, I think, on. Let me see. Sorry if I missed those. One more, I think. Yeah, Unknown Californian over on Entropy Stream. $5. I've been trying to red pill quite a few people for a while. I'd send them videos and articles and only get silence in return. Then this shit popped off, and now I have their attention, sending them your way. Well, awesome. Well, thank you. That's a good tip. That's why we cover it as well. It's very important, you know. Lycan Warrior for $5 says Red Ice would still be on YouTube, and you did tribute. Videos to communist mass killers like Pol Pot instead. I really wish I was kidding. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't care about if it's violence or anything like that.
Of course
right? It doesn't matter to them. All right, I think we're caught up. Thank you, Like and Warrior. I think we're caught up on on Entropy Stream, I should say. Let me just check Donor Box one more time.
I have a kid eyeing me down over here, making me laugh, throwing balls.
Eager to get the parents out of the
don't
situation.
Don't make me laugh, Virgo.
Luckiest followers.
I hate it when he does it. He comes over and he'll like come spy, and I'm like, I'm trying to not laugh.
It's okay.
No, it's great. Okay. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good sense of humor.
Yes. Okay, so we had almost 1,000 lemons being dished out to all you guys there today. The audience, really appreciate it. Nordic Prince, number one, Mr. Noseberg, number two, Nick Diaz, number three, William Scher, number four, and Star Pilot, number five. Thank you so much, guys. Lovely. Really appreciate it. We'll be back here with much more soon. Check out Weekend Warrior coming up here Sunday. Until then, take care, stay brave, plant those seeds, and
watch your back.
Lift some weights and learn how to fight. and get some friends. Get a little boy gang with you there. Some men around. Get a little, you know, last thing. So one thing I saw this video is it's always
the lone
white man that's standing there, and he
sad.
No brothers, no cousins, no gang, no anything, right? Yeah. It's just get a good pack of friends around you. Try. We'll work on that too. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Have a good
night. See you all next time. Take care. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com Weekend Warrior. Check it out.